Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is live in the DealsInTheD.com studios.
Uh-oh. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
What? After a six-year hiatus, the legendary Drew and Mike Show is returning to the airwaves.
That's cool, man.
Drew Lane and, of course, the late Mike Clark. There you see a picture of him. They were fixtures on Riff for decades. In 2016, the pair started a podcast that really further cemented their legacy. Now, sadly, Mike died last year at the age of 63, but Drew is bringing the show back to the all-new 106.7, that's Detroit Wheels. This will be Saturday and Sunday mornings from 8 to 11. This is a new adventure for Drew, and he's keeping the brand alive, the Drew and Mike Show, because that is just has deep roots in Detroit radio history.
Yeah.
And of course, he's got Mark Fellhauer is part of the team now.
Absolutely, and Drew and Mark do a fantastic, fantastic job.
Yeah.
They're podcasting, and I don't want to... get numbers wrong, but I know it's north of 1 million downloads.
Wow.
Impressive.
Per month.
Yay. Wow, good for them.
So they are really up there on iTunes.
And they got in the podcast game before. You know, now everybody's got a podcast, but they were doing it a long time ago, recognizing that this was kind of the future of radio.
No doubt.
And now they're going back to the old-fashioned way of doing it, too. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely.
We're going to try and get
Drew. Yeah,
Drew,
call much deep.
Here on the
call. Text me. I'm on the air. Text me.
Mark will come and hang out with us.
Yeah, Mark.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Are you going to go sit on the couch, Drew?
I probably should.
You love cameras.
I hate TV. We just did a video for WLLZ. By the way, I want to make this clear right away. The podcast will remain as you love it.
Yes.
And also, we have more breaking Red Shovel Network news.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
That breaking news is that Ryan had the number right, over 1 million downloads a month. It's really over 3 million downloads a month now.
Ooh.
Well,
I just said. And we took WLZ down in 1995 when they were at 98.7, and now we breathe new life.
Ooh, I like that idea, the symmetry of it.
Yes, it's playing God.
We're getting that fire going. We're going to blow it up. Saturday morning, 8 to 11, it will be, original content from this podcast. So if you listen to the podcast, your life can remain as it always has. But, you know, a lot of the podcast is long. A lot of people don't hear a lot of things on the podcast.
Right.
And hopefully you'll tune in 106.7 WLLZ and listen to us 8 to 11 on Saturday or Sunday if you're out and about running errands or doing whatever.
Right.
So...
that's cool.
Hey, it's a good day to kick it off, too, because Saturday is record store day.
Oh,
it is?
So people will be going to whatever record store they're closest to, and you can crank us on the way.
What are some of the releases?
Promoting anything?
Dearborn. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
I mean, artists is... Usually there's somebody...
Yeah, there's special releases.
White has some special releases. Of course, he can just go out in his... You know, showroom, Jack White.
Oh, Jack White.
And press his own.
Okay, cool.
So there are a lot of different...
There's so many. I'm looking at the... recordstoreday.com is the...
Right, that's what you go to find out where they are, but Wheels will be all over that, too, so...
Jilland, great point. Drew taketh and Drew giveth. Yes, I do. And for the radio audience, I just want to do a little history, and I'll try not to do this for the podcast audience, because you know all this. Mike and I wanted to bring the old... WRIF show back in May 2016, and Mike was doing okay then, and he was going to do two shows a week. He did for a short time, and then his vocal cords froze. Mm-hmm. And Mike Hates is talking about his medical stuff, so I don't want to get too deeply into that. But he was able to recover from that. He did a few more shows. I think Mike did 15 shows altogether. Mm. And then his sad demise, October the 16th. So... while he only was on the 15 shows, we really didn't want to take Mike's name off the show. It seemed wrong. As Dina pointed out, did she say that? Cementing the legacy or adding another chapter to the legacy? Or
wow.
Wow. That was heavy stuff. Thanks, Dina.
I had a couple people call about that this morning, and they were like, well, how is Mike still on it? So they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I know.
But in the spirit of what he contributed to the show constantly.
And honestly, for those who are new to this, on October the 16th, we did a show, which is on Facebook, Drew and Mike's show on Facebook, that was about Mike Clark, and that thing was viewed, I think, 100,000 times, and the show itself had over 200,000 visits. So if you want to hear more about Mike, and he, like I said earlier, he is certainly, his spirit is very much here. I oftentimes know what he would say.
Oh, absolutely.
About a lot of things.
Don't forget, too, if you want to binge listen to the podcast from the very beginning, 2.5 years, was it 2.5 or 3 years ago?
Yeah,
you can
almost
go
three.
On the iHeartRadio app, and it will be there. It is actually there now.
Well, we know who's right. In the iHeart building every day.
I get the memos, and I read some of them.
I wonder when I will walk into the building next, because it's nice to be able to do the show here in the basement and be back on radio.
It is.
It's a cool Terrestrial building, radio.
Yeah, it isn't. Well, I'm going to kiss their ass. It's a radio building to me.
Well, some are worse than others.
True.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of others, WLZ has done something that I don't think people are doing, and I think they will, and that is marrying podcasting and radio. And I don't know why you got all these podcasts that are people that have never been on radio. There's some great talent in podcasting.
We're getting hitched.
And I'm not sure why this hasn't been done, but it really... In this market, it hasn't been done. So WLZ is doing something very unique. And Tony Trovato and Paul Corvino, they were relentless about getting this show on terrestrial radio. And I really sort of felt like, oh, God, we've been working so hard at getting this thing going that it felt like I'd have to almost drop it to do that. So this is a compromise. And, in fact, I want to commend Paul Corvino on his sales technique. At one point, he just said, just say effing yes. He had to leave a meeting. And I don't know, maybe that's something he uses frequently in sales meetings. But it all worked out. And iHeart was the only, you know, it used to be, how many different radio companies were in Detroit? 20, 25?
Oh, wow.
Lots of ownership. Now there's just really... 4 or 5 people to talk to if you want to do radio. So being rejected by everyone else, not that we were really pushing it, but iHeart was really the only company that wanted to get the Drew and Mike show back on terrestrial radio, which I guess it's a lot cooler. I don't know why I wasn't that excited about it. I'm getting more and more excited about it. And of course, LLZ kicked off and is doing really well. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me some numbers, and I was taking Trudy through it week by week, like before. There's 94.7, doing pretty well. Aww. There's WRF, doing pretty well.
What happened?
It's like they hit a little iceberg there. Yeah, they're second, fourth, fifth, sixth, tied for seventh. Oh, my God, what happened?
The falling down the stairs drop would go real well. Right
yeah. And I don't have any ill will towards those people.
What happened?
No, I know, but still.
It's kind of cool.
It's nice to... Radio Wars!
There was...
What the hell happened that night?
I don't know, because the podcast has been on so long, and I think the podcast is very well-liked. I don't think it's not like it pales in comparison or anything like that. Even without Mike, the show is a lot like the old show, and we've had a lot of guests, and we've done a lot of pretty cool things in the podcast. So I can't say I'm shocked that WRIF, it seems like that would be the logical place for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, there's nowhere. It's really over.
Oh.
Or, apparently. You know, or they want to move on, whichever one it is. I don't know, I could make a choice there, but I won't. I don't have any ill will towards WRIF. It is weird to me that if somebody was going to bring the show back, you would think it would be them. But it's not. It's 106.7 WLLZ. Saturday and Sunday morning, 8 to 11. And
new generation of classic rock.
We heard all about it on the radio.
On Facebook Live, Joe Maori wanted to know if he could stop his podcast contributions that he never gets thanked for.
No.
What? Absolutely not.
Thank him for it.
Well, so we're getting paid for this.
And whose mags is huge? What, these Facebook comments. Someone should. Oh, Joey Z is so.
Ooh.
Wait, who wrote?
Oh,
Joey
Joe
Z?
Wrote that.
That's Mark.
What? I didn't write that. Zeus wrote that.
Drinking Bings Mags and Lail to the WLZ show. Yeah, of course. They're part of it. Anyway, last on terrestrial radio, October 2015.
For you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Randon and I were still there till the ship fully sank.
Was that July 2016?
June 29th, 2016.
Wow, that ship went on.
Oh, we were bailing water. It was crazy.
Well, it came down to, after two and a half years.
Was fucking done.
It came down,
was done.
It came down to either do all sports or do nothing. It wasn't that rude. It was, I mean, they were trying to convince me, and I knew we were not a sports show. I didn't never wanted to do that. It was just something, I mean, I hate even talking about it, honestly, but 5 months later, or what was it, 7 months later, 8 months later?
When it went under?
Yeah, June 29.
Well, there was an agreement to be sold in December.
Oh, okay.
Which, no, wasn't public till later. About 6 months later, which is, that's what's fun looking back on things you were told when you know there was an agreement for the station to be sold. It's like, oh, fun.
Well, it was not a, really, I could almost go back to May 2013. It feels like I was never on the radio after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no one was listening. So,
yeah, it was not, 105.1 is not one of the great success stories.
What?
In the history of Detroit radio.
It is now.
But you made a lot of good friends there.
Yeah, Maz.
I think it's doing okay now, actually.
It is doing
okay. The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see them again.
No, there's no. Two giant safety pins and a big old diaper.
There's a lot of truth to that, though. Maz and Sean Belizean. So yeah. There were some friends.
Joanna?
There.
Well, I was with you guys at Riff for a brief period, but it was 105.1 that got me to come work with you guys full time. So I kind of... I really look back and love that era, even though you don't.
Along with Thomas A. Mazaway?
Yeah.
That's true. It could have been worse. I mean, I thought the show was pretty good.
I did, too. The rest of it was just bad.
Yeah, the station was... I remember at one point seeing the station was rated below Wayne State Radio.
What?
Wait, how can... It's impossible. But we were fourth or fifth, generally, with men, which was what our demographic was. So, hey.
We had a lot of people.
I like pointing out that we outperformed the station by a lot.
It was making revenue.
We had a lot of people pop by the Feldman Chevrolet appearance earlier this week and said that they listened.
Look at all the service people get after the sale. My God.
I was entranced by that red Corvette there, but they wouldn't let me drive it. But we had a lot of people roll in and say that they used to listen to that show.
The 105.1 show?
Yeah,
really?
Loved it. Yeah.
Oh.
We're excited, bummed out when our show ended in May of 13, and then excited when it came back, and then bummed out again, and then found the podcast. And now this!
Yeah, no, this is good.
It's been a tough 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But the podcast is rolling on, and we're still doing what we've been doing. If you're with us, we have some fine advertisers like, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, full disclosure. Mesa Taco Tequila's on Main Street in Royal Oak is the place to celebrate the Mexican Army's defeat of the French Empire, period, for 3 days. Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, Cinco de Mayo Sunday. great Mexican food. You're located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street, 150 tequilas, and get your 10% off. Mention Drew and Mike. And
that sounds delicious.
Yes.
I think I'll save the WLZ commercial for later.
Did we do it?
We have an appearance for the show at the Reef.
Yeah.
420, the holiday of holidays. Visit the Reef for all your medical marijuana oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles, and topicals. Let the knowledgeable and friendly staff guide you in the right direction. Are staffs ever not friendly when they're described in advertising?
Well, I think they would just leave them out if they weren't. But,
do they ever say the pragmatic staff and or the efficient staff?
Or
staff? Because I don't think the staff is always friendly. Hmm. I think they're friendly at the Reef.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt they are. But maybe the staff is a bitch, but we still have deals or something.
Yeah, I think someone, just to make that to make that term, the friendly term, work, somebody's got to use another term or else it sounds fake. But that's not to say the reef
staff. Well, you're not
going to
believe this. Other places that aren't the reef have terrible staffs that are not friendly.
Oh, right.
Okay.
It's intimidating.
It's just what I've heard.
And weird.
Well, yeah, well, Brandon attested to that yesterday.
Yeah, I've been to some pretty sketchy ones. So.
See?
They should do some counter advertising where they criticize the staff of the other places.
That'd be great. Dispensaries talking crap to each other.
Why not? 420 Saturday. Celebrate 420 and Customer Appreciation Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy are at the Reef from noon to 2, helping the Reef give out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours.
Whoa.
You're only there 2 hours.
Should we bring something to give away?
Do you have to stay an extra hour if they haven't given an iPad away?
Can we give away your Silver Dome chair? And then you'll be done with it.
But I owe it to the guy that brought the piece over.
He can show up. He can win it.
Do we have T-shirts we can give away? Any merch? Joey's online. He can tell us.
We'll have to check with the T-shirt department.
Yeah.
See you on Friday.
No, Derek.
He's live on Facebook.
Saturday. Next Saturday, Derek.
The merch is a little light. But by the way, is the merchandise store open with stuff?
Yeah,
there's still some stuff on
okay.
there.
We rarely stock it. If you have a card and mention the Drew and Mike show or podcast, you'll get a free pre-roll.
What do we want? Marijuana. When do we want it? 2 p.m.
Ooh. The Reef is open 9 to 9, 7 days a week. It's on 8 Mile just east of Mound. That's 8 Mile just east of Mound in Detroit. 12 to 2 on 420. That's a lot of numbers. Noon to 2 on 420. Mark and Trudy are there. So visit thereef.com, the biggest, the best. The Reef!
Someone
not be confused with the Riff.
A couple of Facebook Live things. First off, Marasso says, yes, there's plenty of stuff on there.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And then number two, someone wanted to know if we were going to take a vacation to Germany before we started, like Judge Khalil Davis.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Let's do it.
I haven't even asked. I haven't gotten turned down. Okay. So you know what? I was wondering when the WLZ thing came up this morning, there was... It's just getting a lot of texts and emails from people, mostly confused, like, is the podcast over? And congratulations, and generally really nice. And then a lot of people were asking about, who's next? Because Trudy and Doug are there. Bill McAllister's there in the morning. And then Arthur, I don't know if Arthur wants to do radio. I don't know what he's doing.
There are some people who said that they try to contact him, and he's...
He's here.
There he is.
Incommunicato.
Yeah,
I would think Steve Costan would be perfect.
Yeah,
Steve.
Is it OMC?
He's on. Yeah, OMC. And Karen, is Karen working at OMC?
No, but I think that'd be perfect too.
Is she working at? Is she on radio at all?
I'm not sure.
She's not?
I haven't heard lately.
Karen Civelli, Carl Coffey.
Carl?
I love Carl Coffey's voice.
You know, Carl Coffey is way up there, though.
Yeah, he's from my hometown.
And
he has goats.
He has a farm, full-on farm that he's running.
Yeah, there've been a few times where I've been stuck behind him driving. He's a pretty slow driver, too.
Carl is?
Yeah, but everybody knows him. He's a goat guy.
He's from my hometown. He has goats.
He's a cool guy. He is. He's
a cool guy. I saw him at the Royal Oak Farmers Market one time. He came up to me and he goes, Trudy, and the pipes.
He's got that big voice.
Trudy Daniels.
He has that resonance.
Carl. Yeah.
Yeah, Carl would be a great voice for the station.
Really? Werbs. Where's Werbs?
Hey, Carl. Good to see you.
Werbs, you see him walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's right down the street.
I swear to God.
He is.
Every time I see him walking around the neighborhood, he's not walking around the neighborhood. He stopped talking to somebody in the neighborhood. It's really funny.
Psycho Pete.
Yeah, we have to get Peter in here. I keep saying that.
I love Peter.
We have to get Peter in here.
When I saw him walking...
I know how you guys are thinking.
When I saw Peter Werbe walking his dog, he had a baseball hat on. I was like, that looks like Peter Werbe. And his hair is still black.
Yeah, I know.
And he looks healthy. And in fact, he plays handball 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
What are in those genes?
I have no idea what
something wonderful just waiting to get out.
Possibly.
Hey, speaking of handball,
you like what you see, huh?
Eli plays handball too. What the hell is handball, and why is everybody playing it?
I know, and Eli's thin.
Come on, it's exactly what it sounds like. You hit a ball with your hand.
That sounds awful.
Why can't you use a racket?
Yeah, racket. Come on.
I'm not a big handball fan. I've played handball.
Really?
It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, racket sports. right? Is racket cheating in their point of view?
Yeah, it's not authentic.
I don't know what's wrong with racquetball. Why don't you just love racquetball? The racket. But anyway, yeah, there's still a lot of people out there. You know, I don't know if they're going to use people for weekends, but.
Here's the deal. I'm going to set you up with an office, an apartment, a credit card, all that shit. I can start you at $120,000.
Hey,
there's lots of talent still locally that could be.
Yeah, they could add to the mix. JJ is on.
OMC.
He has a job.
OMC. Middays. Okay.
Yeah, he's full time.
Someone said Alan Almond at night. Unfortunately.
Oh.
Hasn't Alan passed?
Yeah.
Oh, Alan's gone.
I mean, nobody saw him.
He wouldn't really fit the format. Ken Calvert.
KC, you're right.
And that's another huge voice.
Yeah.
Maz can pitch him a spinoff show.
Oh, great idea. You know, KC is doing his own podcast with a lot of the stuff that he generated back when he was working
Calvert?
For...
Yeah.
He has some great tweets about what's...
This
Day in Rock and Roll. Yeah. He's basically stolen my This Day in Rock feature on Twitter. Yeah,
Keeps putting it up there too.
All right, so 8 to 11 Saturday and Sunday, WLZ 106.7. Now today, really kind of a strange day. First of all, this Nipsey Hussle memorial.
What happened?
Oh, it's been a thrill a minute to watch.
Oh God, boring.
I'm trying to hear Brandon.
They always have
yelled at by them.
I really wish I could critique these things because I said, is it like Aretha's where there's just too many people going on and on and on and on saying the same things as four speakers ago?
Boringer than that.
Why? I know a lot of time and effort was spent on this, mostly about making sure that security and metal detectors and stuff like that. So why does no one put in the time to go, okay, don't talk about this and this and this, because this speaker before you is going to talk about the exact same thing. So could you come up with something very personal? You don't have to talk about what a great guy, what he did in the community, what he was trying to do, because that'll be covered. You're the 17th speaker. So don't go into that, because people are already be in tears. They're so bored.
Somebody coordinating it?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought the speech by the 1.5-year-old was really cool. True. They had, I don't know if those were his kids or who it was, but
there's
four kids on stage with two women, and this kid was a mic hog. He grabbed that mic right away.
He pulled the mic away, yeah.
And then they're like, say I love you. And he just goes, and then the kids are like, tell him, say I love you. He goes,
yeah, not cute anymore. Next.
No, and they did it, 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Wow.
I thought
and then some lady in a statue was talking for about a half hour. The guy didn't move at all, and she just rambled on.
Why was Nipsey Hussle murdered? Is there a theory?
I have no idea. Is it a gang thing? Because
I got the impression. Well, first of all, to know that he's a former gang member, which I knew pretty quickly, as this thing goes on, it's kind of strange. There's such reverence for him. And I'm not saying he wasn't doing well. He was trying to turn things around in his neighborhood, and I think that's really cool. But
the official word is that it was a personal matter between the two.
Yeah, it was. I thought it had something to do with Nipsey Hussle running his mouth about somebody, or maybe snitching on somebody.
Let me take a deeper dive.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think somebody thought that he was implicating them in some way.
I have no idea.
I don't know what other kind of beef would.
Okay.
You know, maybe that was just early information, so I don't know.
Here's the only thought in my head when I heard Nipsey Hussle was shot. Oh, that's funny because Nipsey Russell.
I know.
And that's as far as...
That's what I thought. That's what Maz thought. I heard Howard Stern say the same thing. It is...
the extent of my knowledge.
Did he know who Nipsey Russell or Nipsey... Wait, Nipsey...
Hussle.
Who's the original Nipsey...
Russell,
yeah. I have to know.
No relation.
I feel like Nipsey Russell was his great uncle or something. And so he picked the name. But anyway, Stevie Wonder's performing. Stevie Wonder always goes to these things. He's so cool. I love that Stevie Wonder it seems like he'll always show up.
Does he know, though?
He doesn't know where he is.
Does he know what he's going to? These are people just taking.
He has no idea.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Isn't this business of Kodak Black getting just beyond stupid? Because I saw T.I. was on talking about how he'll get his, and I mean, it's almost sounded like you know, he's got something coming. And of course, he's on TMZ, so everybody's like, well, he meant karma. It's like, those guys don't, I don't think they're usually talking about karma. And he didn't say anything direct, but it was very pointed comment to the effect that, I think I wrote it down.
I have a new life now. I help out my gang. They're my family now. We're wanted in Blackwater, and we have to move our camp soon.
Yeah, I can't find it, but it was, he sort of implied that he'll get his.
And, right. Yeah,
and this guy, okay, I realize what he did was stupid. He starts talking about the widow and that, you know, he'd like to get his hands on the widow, and she might need a year to cry and shit. Anyway, remember when he's being taken off radio stations. He's a persona non grata. He's out of the rap museum. Yep. He's taken off radio stations. And we do have people in that industry who shoot and kill people, that rape people, sexual assaults, Tekashi 6ix9ine, great example, 13-year-old, and on and on and on. Now, this guy is saying something very disrespectful. I understand that. But does that really compare to physically, to being violent, to killing someone?
No, you can say that all day long, right?
No, I guess you can't, because he's being dropped from radio stations. I mean, he's being treated like he's the worst person ever, Kodak Black. And I'm not saying he's a good guy, because he sure doesn't sound like it.
He used to threaten to kill me all the time, Drew.
I know. Well, I was just
never took you off radio.
I'll talk. Anyway, Tupac does a song about fucking Biggie's wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's not terribly respectful.
Well, he got his.
He did get his, but everyone loved the song.
Well... Yeah.
So
here's the thing. Kodak should have done it in a song.
Oh.
And then it'd be cool.
It really be cool?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like people want to be cool about
words.
But is there a little bit of irony there?
I think, yeah.
Fucked your wife. And,
oh, breaking news. Stevie Wonder's taking the chair right now.
Oh, okay.
Just a thrill a second.
Oh, he's just sitting down at the piano.
The chair.
Oh, boy.
Why are they so...
I don't know.
Allow me the pleasure of meeting...
Slow down, Wonder.
Such a great young man.
Nipsey.
I knew him. From hearing his music, hearing him rap, and...
he's very effective.
Had the pleasure through... Someone was very close to my wife... Pastor P, who arranged a meeting for myself to have a meeting with
him. Thanks, Stevie.
Someone should just start escorting him off stage.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder. Good job.
All right.
We're celebrating her birthday.
Whoa, I didn't ask for your life story.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, everybody.
But he's sitting in front of a piano. Is he going to start playing or what?
That's not how this works.
Stevie Wonder. Thank you.
Life.
Why don't they just cut his mic?
You can't stop.
Oh, here we go.
Slow down.
Here we go. Come on, Wonder.
It is a heartbreak.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think
right, I'll let you know if he starts playing.
Stevie Wonder. Anyway, how long has it been going on?
Oh, all afternoon.
At least 4 hours.
So it's two?
Shouldn't there be a certain amount of time that is the correct amount of time for a memorial? I understand this is somebody very special, but...
Yeah, they're really... People don't have attention spans that long, so.
No, I mean, it becomes a horror show. People do other things like 5 hours in, you're still in, and there's people getting up there who are just yapping their trap.
Do they sell concessions?
I'd say yapping your trap about someone speaking at a memorial about someone who's just passed.
They're still yapping.
There were some trap yappers.
There were.
Since it's at the stable center, do they have like full concessions open?
There's probably vendors.
For that many hours? Yeah, I'm
sure.
They have to. Must. Probably charging extra.
Oh, concessions open?
People were trying to...
Merch stands.
$8 hot dogs.
People were selling...
Nachos with
tickets,
cheese.
Scalp tickets for this thing for like $500.
Really?
I mean, there's just no respect anywhere in the world.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Hey. Too sensitive.
Are you finished with Nipsey? Because I wanted to...
Yeah,
let's see if Stevie's done.
No, let's...
It's almost like...
Oh!
The world is becoming blind.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
About the Julian Assange thing?
Yeah.
Because they show Pam Anderson, you know, people that... And we were wondering if people who hook up with Pam are all assholes because she has bad judgment, or if hooking up with her causes them to become assholes, or vice versa.
And then Trudy speculated that really the orange, the orange, the beginning is Tommy Lee, that he gave it to her.
He was patient zero in the spread of the asshole infection.
Orange. Don't they now go and take a look at the oranges?
That reminds me of the sci-fi movie I saw where somebody has this evil thing and they just drive around like a million miles an hour and they kill people and then eventually they throw up this big snake and it goes in the mouth of another person.
Oh,
cool.
And that person becomes the crazy person. And they drive around like a madman and they kill people.
Wow.
I know somebody's written to tell me what movie that is. It was a wild movie. I kind of dug it.
But she dated Tommy Lee.
Right.
Kid Rock. She didn't do anything terrible to Kid Rock.
Marcus Schenkenberg. I forgot about Kid Rock. Who's
Kelly
Marcus?
Slater.
David Salami or...
Solomon. Rick Solomon.
Rick Solomon, yeah.
He wasn't the greatest guy.
So there's two people.
No, he's an asshole.
And of course, Assange.
All
great
assholes.
Guys.
Julian Assange,
soccer player,
by the way,
jerk.
Seems like quite an ass. First of all, he was Me Too-ing chicks in Sweden before he was in this embassy, and there were two women who wanted to charge him. And then when I see Pam Anderson come into the picture and... I mean, this is Julian Assange. I understand he's a really interesting guy for, you know, WikiLeaks and what he did, but I want to find him guilty of thinking he's hot.
Oh, easily.
Because I read the stories about the assaults, and he just swoops in on these chicks. One of them, I think, was married. And next thing you know, he's banging them within hours.
Ugh.
He thinks he is so hot. I mean, he thinks, like, his brain makes him hotter or something.
You saw him. You saw him leaving the embassy.
He looked
hot at all.
He looked 100 years old.
Yeah, he looked like a garden gnome.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
I was thinking of Howard Hughes. You know, there's probably jars of his own urine in that.
For sure.
Oh, funny you should mention that. So now the Ecuadorian embassy is kind of talking about why they kicked him out. That's really what happened. They allowed the London or the British police, whomever it is, to come in and arrest him. Turns out he was smearing his feces on the walls. He's the worst tenant ever.
Bad squatter.
Why was he doing that?
It's poop.
Nuts. Let's see.
I mean, so there was smeared feces on the walls. Because you think the room would stink.
He stank to begin with. Like,
he looks
like never showered.
I believe he stunk. Yeah.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
But he does get all these chicks. And for some reason, don't we have a right to know if he's banging Pam Anderson?
Well, she's dating that football player. Well, she could bang.
What football player?
The French guy.
Oh.
Soccer, sorry.
I'm carrying him out.
Soccer player.
That's not a football player.
I know, I'm sorry. A spokesperson for the embassy, this interior minister, said, during his stay at the Ecuadorian embassy, during the government of the former president, Rafael Correa, they tolerated things like Mr. Assange putting feces on the wall of the embassy and other types of behavior of this kind.
What, did they have a meeting where they said, okay, how are we going to deal with this? Let's tolerate the feces smearing.
And other behavior.
Feces smearing will be tolerated.
And other behavior of this kind. That is far removed from the minimum respect a guest should have in a country which is generously welcome. Oh, you think so? The minister did not make it clear if he had used his own poo or someone else's.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I guess his
really going deeper into the story. This is some investigative journalism being done here.
His cat was an issue, too. Oh, God, Pam's poo.
Or cat, it could be cat feces.
He also repeatedly interfered with internal affairs of other countries. Nice guest.
I think he is. Can they send him to Sweden to, I guess he's not being charged.
Sweden
dropped those charges. Trying to extradite him. How close are we to doing that?
Oh, I mean, that's why they arrested him. They arrested him on our behalf. He's already been charged. I think they've already filed the charges here.
All right.
In absentia.
Pam Anderson is quite angry, and she's making quite a scene on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
UK, you are America's bitch, and you need a break from your Brexit bullshit.
How deep?
You will rot, and we will rise.
Oh.
Who's we?
Ooh.
I don't know. Her and Julian, maybe? I don't know what she's talking about. She was ragging Trump, too. It's Trump's fault.
Hmm. Well, did you hear Trump talk about it today?
I didn't.
The quote was, WikiLeaks is not my thing.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
That's the past. Now he knows nothing about it. It's not his thing.
He's got a lot on his docket.
I'm just glad. I hate Julian Assange.
I'm not a...
I cannot stand him.
I think he thinks he's hot. I think that bothers me. I realize how shallow that is.
Yeah.
But I think that bothers me more than anything.
Well, not only that, but he thinks he's really smart, too.
Well, yeah, he definitely thinks he's smart. I mean, that's so over the top. But as far as... I had no idea he thought he was hot. And when Pam Anderson started visiting him, and she's wearing these really sexy things in to visit him, she's carrying food, and it appeared to me that... Oh, she really digs this guy. And I guess she's
I heard he's retarded or something.
She's even said that she really digs him. She won't seem to quite say, you know, if there's something more than that. But the fact that, okay, do you think Julian Assange really has a lot to exchange with Pam? Do you think he's like, oh man, we're just, we're on the edge of each other's brains. I mean, we are just, you know, we're like
intellectual.
Brother and sister of a different mother.
The Venn
diagram. Yeah, intellectual equals.
The Venn diagram.
He wants to fuck her.
The Venn diagram of their interests and where they intersect basically is sex. I think it's the only thing with each other.
Except, yeah, I guess maybe she has that interest. I don't know. I think it's her effort, though, to appear more intelligent because, hey, Julian Assange wants to fuck me. So, I mean, doesn't it make me kind of smart?
Oh, I didn't know that you could get smarter that way.
Well, I think when Marilyn Monroe and Arthur Miller, I know that's going back a ways.
But that's
the older playwright who really just did not look like Pam Anderson, but he was a brilliant writer.
It's intelligence by injection, then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think they're both trying to get something of it, but it became a pretty... See, because if I was Julian Assange and I looked like Julian Assange and Pam Anderson, I would think, there's no way. Don't even let her in because it's never going to happen, and I have nothing in common with her, so forget it. But no, he thinks he's hot. And judging from the stories about the women in Sweden, he was there for like 3 days and he nailed two chicks.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, it's a really weird story. It's like, this guy thinks he's hot, and he's not.
I think it's all
not
his hair.
Hot.
I think he thinks his
it
hair
is his hair.
He loves his hair.
I think he's shaving his head right now.
I think he loves his eyes, too.
Oh, he does. He loves his name, cool. too, Julian.
Julian
Assange.
Get over yourself, Assange. You're not hot. You're guilty of thinking you're hot, too. So, all right. The new 106.7 is WLZ. I'll get to that in a second. But first, our friends at Zotford and Holly and DealsInAD.com are excited to celebrate spring by offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. Yes, that's five brand new Ford vehicles with lower payments than most people's cell phone bills. One, lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. Two, lease the all-new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. Three, lease a 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month.
What?
Four.
All-wheel?
That's what it says. Lease a new 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Lease the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 $93 a month. And then lease the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $98 a month. Sounds too good to be true. Then drag your ass to Zotford and Holly and see for yourself. Plus, Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will be excited to see you.
I love how Gary's in the copy.
Gary.
I know.
That might bother someone there.
For stealing a sale from Tom.
Hey, Tom. Not stealing. Tom was on vacation.
I know.
Right?
He was. Well, Tom was there.
Oh, that's right.
Because Tom signed the autograph.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I think that's becoming more commonplace where Tom just signs an autograph and Gary gets the sale. Gary is the closer.
Just give him an autograph desk, like at the door. You come sign people's stuff and then
it's a greeter.
On.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
He's a greeter.
That's a great idea. Tom has mascot-like qualities.
He'd be a great greeter everywhere.
And visit The Reef for all your medical marijuana, oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles and topicals. Let the knowledgeable and friendly staff guide you in the right direction, unlike the ugly, bitter staff at many of the other places. Saturday, April the 20th, it's 4:20, Customer Appreciation Game Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy are part of it at The Reef from noon to 2. By the way, they're on 8 Mile, just east of Mound in Detroit. That's 8 Mile east of Mound in Detroit, open 9 to 9. Mark and Trudy from noon to 2. Reef will give out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. And if you have a card and mention the podcast, you get a free pre-roll. So there you
smoke
go.
Weed every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of the show. And they are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard it from our listeners over and over again. Over 500 five-star reviews. And, of course, Jess in charge over there. Woo, she's tough. Everyone there is tough, though. We've told many stories about people who thought they had a bump in their credit history that they had a problem with. And Company A couldn't seem to get a refi for them to save them $150 a month. And then Hall Financial came along and went to bat for somebody and found a way to do it, and it all worked out, much to the delight of the person who wanted to refinance and save some money. Or you want to buy a new home, or your dream home, or you want to take money out of your home, or you want to shorten the length of your mortgage. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial, or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And you can also go on our website, Drew and Mike Show, and click the link, fill out the online form, and Hall Financial will get back to you. So, do we need to open the Hall Financial hotline today? Do we have a number? Do we want to try the Dirty South Lounge one more time?
I did get a phone number about another Social Security Administration.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Who's in trouble now?
I don't know.
Now, what is the Social Security Administration? What is it that they're having a problem with? Oh, you unplugged my charger on my phone?
So what happens there is they call you up and
mine was dead.
Apparently,
was it dead?
Mine was, but that's okay.
They shut down your Social Security card and you need to reactivate it.
Shut it down.
Okay. Is there a charge I can pay to get that done?
You see that I don't know.
That some gift cards.
They pretty much just leave a message saying you have to call us. This is very urgent.
Okay.
In a very robotic voice. It's kind of weird.
Huh. Weird.
Oh, by the way, Maz sent me the girl who I helped with the Beatles homework.
Oh, yeah.
When I was sort of the Aunt
Becky.
What
grade did you get?
I was Aunt Becky for a day. I think she's at Oakland U. Maz sent me the audio.
Oh, cool.
Well, what grade did
she
get?
She quoted me in her little podcast. I think she's in college. I mean, she's, 14th grade.
Your mom goes to college.
Sure what I did wrong here with this.
Hello?
Hello, you're at Social Security Administration. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling. I got a message that my Social Security card, there's some kind of problem, and I depend on my Social Security number, and therefore, I need to get this straightened out as soon as possible.
Can you help me with your first name and your last name?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Hugh.
First name and last name.
Can you help me with your first name and your last
yes.
name?
Yes. Last name is Love. Hello? What? Hang up on me?
What?
You there?
What happened?
Can you try him again?
Is he still there?
No, he's gone.
I forgot my last name. I was so thrown by the question.
I thought it was Japanese.
How did you guys? I know.
Hugh Love.
How did you guys understand what he said? I could not understand what he said. Did you understand him, Drew?
No, not very much of it. No, Brandon.
I'm bilingual.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry, I was trying to reach the Social Security office.
Love that tune. No, keep going.
Not very professional.
It's a good whistler.
Government job, what do you expect, Drew?
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
The whistle's got wood!
Ask for supervisor.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Can I talk to your supervisor, please?
What's going on?
La, la, la. Hey, come on, you could be stealing something from someone right now.
Oh, here's a song by a gay guy.
Today.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
One more.
Oh, man.
All right.
Boiler room's going to be upset with you, sir.
You're a good whistler.
Is that a big song in your shithole country?
One more time.
Hello?
da, da.
I can't do it anymore. That's funny. Oh, I love wasting scammers' time. Oh, that's good.
What are you doing? Who's this?
Who is this?
What?
You gave us a fake number, didn't you?
I don't know.
Wait, aren't you part of the Social Security Administration?
Did you misdial, Brandon? Who are you?
No, I think after we call him back so many times, they put us all in the same group conversation so we can talk to each other.
Really?
Oh, really? Who are you?
Because the same thing happened to me yesterday. After I called them back 20 times, they put me on the line with, like, everybody else who's calling them.
Cool.
So how do they know it's you? I mean, do they have some sort of central, like, caller ID that they've...
Oh, when I call... Oh, they know my name call them.
Really? Hmm. Wow.
Where are you located?
I love that the phone company has such power to... They stopped calling you?
Yeah.
They did.
But okay. Is this guy
in
our
area?
They did
after I bumped him long enough.
Are you in Michigan?
Yeah.
No,
I'm in Minnesota.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's bizarre. Because we got the number from somebody. We're doing a show. It's the Drew and Mike show. It's a podcast. And people send us these threatening messages they get, and we call the phone numbers for them and try to settle the situation down.
Oh.
Because they always get threatened with arrest by the
IRS.
They
usually just hang up on you immediately.
Oh, they swear at us a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once they know it's fake.
They're really bad, though, at that.
Yeah. Who are you?
Well, anyway, your whistling's fantastic, and I'm glad you
got... And you owe us $500 in gift cards. Can you go to the bank and get them for us?
Yeah.
All right.
So eventually, their plan is they just put us all on the same line together so we can holler at each other and complain and
whistle.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
And whistle.
I bet you now when you call them back, it'll change to, just... This number does not accept incoming calls anymore.
We'll try it again.
They do to me.
What's your name?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's what you get.
He's avoiding you, Trudy.
Yeah.
All right.
Avoid him when I asked him.
What's your name?
Pete.
Hey, Pete, thanks a lot.
What's your social
security
number?
That's a great name.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, see, what's
Pete?
Your social security number? Okay, bye.
111-111-111. See, Pete.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
See,
Brandon, are you sure you didn't miss dial pod?
I called. No, he
it sounds like
said he was calling too.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that. Wow, so it's just like a circle jerk of people harassing these people.
Yeah, I guess so. How do they do this? Why are they able to control phone lines like that?
What is up?
Technology.
Really? Nobody can stop this from going on.
They have a sophisticated system, and they're.
What do you think? As much money as they're stealing from people?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Wait, we're back?
Yeah. Who's that guy?
We're back in the house.
Yeah, so Pete was wrong. What if Pete, really works there?
Hello? Is this Social Security?
Or did we just get transferred?
No, I think he's gone.
Okay.
What?
All right. All right, should we try the Dirty South Lounge, or is it too early?
Oh, we're about 4 minutes too early.
Okay, all right.
Channel 4 just teased the story of a radio duo going back.
They did?
Really?
Whoa.
Do you think it's this show?
I don't know.
What if it's another show?
It's a radio duo, since Mike is... Is that Channel 4 did?
Channel 4 teased it,
That's cool.
Oh, is Maloney coming over?
Oh, I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
He needs to get out of the weather.
it's interesting. I've found that we, for some reason, we're good copy because Fox 2, when they do something on us, they always do it over and over and over.
Yeah.
They'll run the story like 3 or 4 times. And I think it was Elric told me one time, or maybe it was Ryan that said, yeah, if a story does well, they'll repeat it.
Really?
So, yeah, we're good copy.
Wow.
I think we are.
The listeners are reactive.
Yeah, that's true.
Did the news of the Free Press do anything?
I don't.
Here's the news story.
Yeah, it's the Detroit News.
Let's see, that's a cool picture.
Oh wow!
What?
We all look like we're so studious in that poem.
The talk show covers sports, politics, reality television.
Sports. It's not a sports podcast.
Is it a reality television podcast? And local topics from a male-centric view with a little toilet humor. I'm offended. It's not a little. It's a lot.
It's a little toilet humor. There's not that much toilet humor.
Just kidding. Lane confirmed the news on Twitter.
Lane.
Good job, Lane. Lane.
We confirmed what WLZ's lying. What's up with that?
I don't know.
I hate complaining about media coverage because it's always good. In fact,
what? No comments yet.
It is sort of weird how they approach.
I know.
Writing about it, though.
It is fascinating being a subject of a news story.
Yeah.
When Mike Clark died, the one thing I think I really learned was that the mainstream media still has a lot of people paying attention to it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in our world, people talk about, oh, radio sucks now. Not as many people as you, or people don't listen as long, and TV, appointment TV is dead. And everything's digital, and digital and podcasting is certainly increasing every year. I mean, it's the coming thing. There's no way around it. But when Mike died, I was amazed how many people saw those stories on TV or read them in the paper. So,
well, there was somebody on Facebook Live today who said he found us because of that and has been with us since then and participates on the Facebook. So
that's cool. Yeah, that was. I mean, that day was. It was a horrible day, and it didn't even register for the whole day. I really did not believe Mike was gone, but I have to say it was fun to see the show be a big news story. It was like, hey, it's like we're number one again. It was kind of cool.
Deadline Detroit was cool. Deadline Detroit ran a story just now.
Sweet. See, having them on the show paid off.
Mm-hmm.
We scratched their back. They scratched ours. Bob Carmack...
Oh, boy.
Did anything happen in the courtroom today?
Not that I've seen. I've been looking, too. Let me text somebody who might have been
there. Budget for that.
That's right. Did he buy a package of planes? Was there a Groupon for six flights of banners?
Yeah. Winner's next date.
His banners, by the way.
What's he doing up there?
Said
4th of July.
Duggan spent $1.5 million of city tax dollars on his mistress. City tax dollars on mistress and sex. He did not spend. No. Is he referring to the amount of fundraising?
Well, 1.5 is the amount that Make Your Date, the charity that the doctor runs, his friend, that Carmack alleges he had the affair with. That's what they've raised in total from Wayne State, but
those aren't tax dollars.
No, and you know the city gets grants from the federal government to disperse amongst charities, and I think they dispersed $360,000 to Wayne State for that fund. So it's totally misleading and incorrect.
Yeah, but it's hard to put a complicated thought on a banner.
I didn't realize.
No, I know, but it's not true.
It seems like it's really off. Well, should we watch Kevin's coverage?
DT.
They haven't started
find
yet.
Find out who the radio duo is?
Yeah.
DT's looking sharp
Kramer and
these
Twitch,
days.
Maybe?
That's a name from the past. And then Kilpatrick in jail, 28 years for corruption. Duggan, put Duggan for same. Number four, same.
Wait, isn't it Duggan for same? Wasn't it redundant, I thought?
I don't know. Maybe I wrote it down wrong. But I was thinking that the banners, because the one about, I forgot I'm married.
Yeah,
that one was funny.
That was funny.
And Bob
Where
said he wrote
these
it.
People get the time to make these signs.
But I feel like the banners are not Carmackian at all. Like, it should be, Kwame got 29 years. Mike Duggan didn't get nothing. You know, he does use double negatives, and his commanded language is not the best.
Mm. ML was in court today with him. ML just writes, I flew another banner. He flew another banner this morning. Thanks for listening to the podcast, ML. But his court case only makes quarter turns. Still no resolution. He'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, he's getting so annoying with these banners and so embarrassing that every time he comes up, I noticed on the new news, they had to explain that he's accusing the mayor of having an affair with, a woman who runs a chair. And so the whole story comes out and the banners. And so it's like the city, either they got to go balls out and get this done, or they've got to settle with him, or they got to make it go away. He is a big problem.
To that point, so on ML's podcast, ML's Soul of Detroit, available now, Alexis Wiley, chief of staff for Duggan, was in. And just, I want to know how much of a thorn in your side is Bob Carmack. And she finally said, there comes a point to where you wonder who's harassing whom, which I thought
I don't know what that means.
Well, is it possible that he's harassing the city a little bit or Duggan? I don't know. But it's clear that they're not happy with... Why would they be?
Of course they're not.
But it's annoying. It's horrible. Even more than one would think, I thought.
It's going places. It's going the worst place it could possibly go. Is he having an affair with this chick, you know, who, by the way, is becoming a very public name, and she's running this big charity, and she's a doctor.
And she received zero personal dollars from it.
But... yeah, I think in terms of saying, you know, they spent city tax dollars. Well, I didn't realize a grant went to her. That's kind of interesting. Or to her charity. I mean, it seems that her charity does good work. But, you know, this idea that Bob Carmack is not a thorn in his side or maybe. Of course he is. He's saying the mayor's having an affair. The mayor was just walking around. He was, hey, I'm a mayor. I'm doing a pretty good job. I got a couple things hanging over my head like this. The demolition thing, but you know, basically the city's doing great. You know, look at Midtown. I got a new building up here, there, and all of a sudden it's like the mayor is having an affair with some chick, and he does fundraising for her, and that's what I mean. People can connect to that. They know what that means.
Well, Duggan doesn't do himself any favors by going to her house without protection. You know, without the police protection that he has when it's not on his calendar.
No, of course not. No, it looks horrible.
Yeah.
It looks brutal. So Bob Carmack, you know, to suggest he's not a thorn in it, of course he is. He's a fucking pain in the ass. He's the biggest pain in the ass. I would venture to say what has been a bigger pain in the ass for the mayor?
Well, maybe the federal investigation into the land. How many people are talking about that? Yeah.
I mean, this is real easy to digest. So they've got to get this out of the way. Oh, by the way, they revealed today that the raid on the mayor of Taylor's home, he had $200,000 in cash in his house.
Really?
Whoops.
So something's going on there. I don't know what, but it's something.
Wow.
In the
suspended ceiling, possibly, like Chief Hart.
Oh yeah. I know. Cash just tumbling down and hitting people on the head. Let me do this, and then let's try. Can we try the Dirty South Lounge again for R. Kelly? Why aren't they answering their phone? Are they just avoiding the world?
Maybe they haven't paid their phone bill. The place is a dump.
I just don't know how much action they see at this time of the day. You know, they probably aren't really fully open until late night. The place
says they open at
dump.
5. It looks to me like it's reputable. At least they would stick to their hours very carefully.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that R. Kelly, this huge international artist, went to Springfield to go to that POS dump to make $22,000? And by the way, it sounds like the bar lost their ass.
Well, yeah. How are they going to recoup $22,000?
They couldn't have. They had 100 people there, and he didn't get there till 1:30.
I know.
You know what? They must be getting a ton of calls because they've actually removed their phone number.
What?
I have it saved. No worries. But they removed it from the internet.
It's what we've been waiting for, and it's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. If you're wondering what all the excitement's about, during Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, the employee pricing last month was such a smashing success. Our friends at, again, adjectives, what if they said, was a mild success, and we're hoping it'll catch on more this month.
FOMO, man. You don't want to miss out.
I just want people's copy to count. And it probably was a smashing success. So they decided to do it again. It's not Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
You don't want to miss out again.
While supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that. Nobody. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And WLLZ now featuring the Drew and Mike Show, Saturday and Sunday mornings, 8 to 11 a.m. on the new generation of classic rock, 106.7 WLLZ. Main artists, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ozzy, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana. I do hear a lot of Nirvana.
Nice.
Yeah, well, they stepped it up on the anniversary of Kurt's death.
Uh, um, They did.
I played War Pigs and Eruption today, and oh my God, it was like Drop Dead Legs by Van Halen. So different and deeper selections.
Hey, is Sammy's band coming around?
Circle, yeah. Circle?
What's the date for that?
The date is. God, it's like
it's
like the first one at DTE, I think. Didn't Eddie Money say that they were the first ones?
Oh, yeah.
May 22nd, Wednesday.
They sounded good. They were playing. It was Michael Anthony with Sammy and Jason Bonham, and I thought they sounded good. Michael Anthony was he's such a great background singer.
I know.
Background vocalist.
Yeah.
They played Why Can't This Be Love on Howard's show. Oh, nice. He had them all in studio. I'm like, whoa, geez, it must be nice. That was a great interview. Sammy was talking a lot about Eddie, too, and about how he's 71, doesn't want to be Van Halen anymore.
What?
But
he
feels like those guys did, and they did. They did a lot. They sold a lot of records. They did a lot of shows. Van Halen was a big, big deal. And he called Eddie and invited him over.
With a little music. And we're going to finish what you started, am I correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Because he just wanted to rekindle the friendship. What's that? What's going on?
I was going to play the song, but I didn't know how I was going
to
talk
about it. Yeah, it takes him a long time to get to it, actually.
It's not that good.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I mean, it's in studio. It's kind of cool. I mean, can we play their audio?
Let's see. It works. Fair use. We'll keep it short.
Yeah, I don't know.
Short.
I don't know what the deal is on that.
Sammy has a new brand of tequila that he's hawking as well.
What, the $80 million he got for the other one wasn't enough?
I guess not.
Jeez.
Yeah. He just seems like he goes about his day just happy and nothing that no storm clouds, no nothing.
Michael Anthony, he hadn't talked to either Van Halen. What is that? It seemed really strange. I mean, they're like
discarded for Wolfie.
They're sort of like the Clintons. When you're out, you're out. And that's how the Clintons are. If you piss the Clintons off,
they'll kill you.
They will. You are done forever. You are persona non grata.
They'll murder you.
And speaking of, I just read an article the other day, and it was Ken Starr was saying he left something out of the Starr report.
What?
Because it was a very sensitive thing, and he didn't want to sort of cause collateral damage to Hillary Clinton.
You know what it is, right?
He didn't?
Yeah, that she had embarrassed Vince Foster the day of his suicide, or was it the day before his suicide?
Oh, she yelled at him and humiliated him?
Yeah, humiliated
him. This wasn't that in the Clinton Affair documentary?
It was in the book.
Okay.
I read it in a book. I read it a couple places. But there was always a lot of denial about it, like, nothing. She did it to him all the time, something like that. However, I thought that Ken Starr saying that was interesting because she was as distraught as you would ever see Hillary Clinton about his death.
Oh, right.
She absolutely was completely destroyed because she seems like the type of thing. Oh, next! Vince is dead. Who are we going to hire?
Yeah.
Maybe now that makes sense. Right?
Next! Maybe.
Next.
I mean, I thought it was certainly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean she killed him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was having a hard time because coming from Arkansas, as many of their friends, they got in D.C., and it's a whole, I mean, you just get swallowed up by that insanity.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all this in the middle of the WLZ commercial. Trudy in middays, Doug Putt on the afternoons, Bill McAllister in the mornings. Set this station as a preset, 106.7 WLLZ, and listen to our show 8 to 11 Saturday and 8 to 11 a.m. on Sunday.
That story's getting buried in the 5 o'clock news.
And also, since you recently just brought it up with the Clintons, this show here, you get done listening to it, you can go to an evening with the Clintons.
Oh, that's right.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight.
You want to crank that in case anybody wants to get a ticket? Because there are some pretty good deals, and we're kind of waiting to see.
Are there tickets left?
I think there might be a few.
Hosted by Ben Stiller.
April 12th, the Fox Theater will rock. Live in concert from the bowels of the left, it's the Clintons, A Conversation.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm back.
with special guest,
the team captain, Steve Azerman, and all the Red Wings.
And
Senator John Kerry!
The Clintons! Live with the acoustics only the Fox Theater can provide.
G-O-M-E-N.
The Clintons play all the greatest hits April 12th.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And
you know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
April. Oh, yeah.
He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Tickets range from middle class prices of $99 to $10,000 for a quick selfie and a get the fuck out of here.
Follow the money.
All proceeds go directly into the pockets of the Clintons, live in concert at the Fox Theater, April 12th. April. Their only Detroit area concert.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
Tickets on sale now.
Wayne State
if you go to Ticketmaster, plenty of seats available.
The Wayne State Warriors thing is so fake. Somebody said, there's going to be a lot of people from Wayne State here. Okay. Their nickname is the Warriors, you know, as if she just said, Wayne State Warriors here. I know so much about Wayne State.
Remember the best?
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today. I follow the teams. They're so good.
The worst was, remember, was it John Kerry who messed up Michigan and Ohio State at an event around here? Wasn't it John Kerry?
What did he?
I think he.
The next president of the United States, Senator John Kerry.
Let me see if I can find it.
So what did he call the Michigan State Buckeyes? Or
flopped it, yeah. I could be wrong.
That's.
I mean, which is kind of his move, right? Flip flop.
How did he say it? How did he say it again?
I think he just mixed up where he was. Hey, that was a good joke, Brandon. Hurts my feelings.
That is the height of insincerity, though, when somebody's...
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
You want to give the Dirty South
Lounge? Yeah, let's try the Dirty South Lounge, the R. Kelly bar. This dump in Springfield.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots?
Take 10.
Girl, would you like
I wonder how pissed the people were that he showed up at
1:30. How much did they pay to get in?
$100, but they were letting people in for $50.
This is not about music!
I guess they're never going to answer the phone again, huh?
My kids is listening to this!
They've probably been ordered not to.
I flew in on a helicopter!
Okay.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
My kids!
I wonder, you know, he made $22,000. He had to pay somebody $2,000. So he pays, is it $16,000 a month in child support?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They talked to his ex-wife. She's pumped that he was working.
Do you think he really wrote a check for $16,000 to the wife?
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
$4,000 for me, $16,000 for Drea. No.
She asked for the money. Did you hear what his response was?
No, I didn't.
It's going to take 6 to 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Something tells me if she got anything, she got the $4,000 and he kept the $16,000.
Yeah.
And he'll wait for someone else to pay his child support. Who are these people, by the way? What is going on?
That
you
paid him?
His bond, yeah. Paid his child support. Oh, I can't have R. Kelly, the child molester, in jail another day.
He's America's guest now.
I don't mind paying his child support. The guy never made any money. He obviously had priorities. He's trying to keep the lights on.
Children.
Who he didn't really know, did he, all that well? didn't have his children.
He hasn't talked to him.
How many of his children?
You know how many kids need a relationship with their father?
All of yours.
He's such an actor. He hasn't talked to his kids in 3 years.
My kids is listening to this.
How can he have children around when he's got his girl slaves? Exactly. Girls.
12 girlfriends.
How can I pay child support?
You had a ton of money.
No, he really wants to know how we can do that.
I asked our new account.
So many people have been stealing my money.
But all the things that he managed to pay for all these years, like that giant, incredible vehicle he has.
Yeah, wow.
The condo at the top of Trump Tower. And for some reason, he just can't swing the child support.
Well, you heard him. So many people have been stealing this money.
He's got a house in Atlanta. Got the studio with the bedrooms where the girls stay. He's got all these things. Just can't swing the child support.
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
What a darn shame.
It is a darn shame.
A couple people that we've been sort of following through their various travails. Aunt Becky.
Yes. Oh, man. She does not get it, does she?
No. She rejected the plea deal and just apparently thought, I'm Aunt Becky and I just got a kid in college. What's a big deal?
I'm Aunt Becky.
There was a story that said that she went into actress mode when all this happened.
But maybe she sees the Smollett charge. Oh, they dropped those charges because he wasn't violent and he helps in the community. I knew all that stuff. I'm in Becky. What are they going to do to me?
Well, extra charges. That's what they're going to do.
So then now apparently she's freaking out.
Yeah.
Now they're saying she could get 40 years. Can you imagine if Aunt Becky got 40 years?
That'd be hilarious.
It would be funny.
No way.
It would be comical.
What is...
White collar crimes are important. You got to prosecute those things.
Martha Stewart didn't get that much.
I know. It's horseshit.
The guy that Nicki Minaj is dating, they actually tracked the guy down and shot him. It was a revenge killing and killed him. And they lowered it to, I think it was manslaughter. And he served 6 years.
Wow.
6 years. And Aunt Becky got 40.
My God. Wow.
And Olivia Jade was out drinking with friends, and immediately I go, wait, she's 19 years old. Oh, maybe Aunt Becky paid a $10,000 cover charge to get her in, and she got a fake ID for $2 million. Who knows?
They've also they've had to go back and edit Lori Loughlin. What's her name? Was it Loughlin?
Loughlin. Just call her Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky. They edited her out of episodes of When Calls the Heart on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Season 6. It sounds like a show right up your alley, Drew. It's a popular period drama.
Yeah, boy.
On the Hallmark Channel.
About periods?
Gross.
Sweet.
The executive producer said, life throws us all painful curveballs, and the only way to survive is to walk right through them with courage, Grace. Walk right through a curveball? Can he keep his analogies straight?
I wonder what Bob Saget thinks of it all.
You know how sometimes things can seem like a little bigger deal because, you know, you're down there.
Hey, where's the story about the radio duo?
It's buried.
They teased it.
I know. But then we had a Hanky Panky was walking with Gretchen Whitmer again. So I guess it was after their car ride. They got on one for a walk. I want him to keep doing pieces with her. Next time it's going to be on a train and then a boat, like every mode of transportation. Dual bicycle.
You know, tandem.
Yeah.
It was
Maloney was out in the blasting wind at an explosion too, so he can't come.
I watched Hank's story with Gretchen Whitmer, and you know, it was, I don't know why this entertained me, but just the fact that they were riding in a car together was kind of funny. And Hank was just, you know, hey, well, so what's up? You said you wouldn't have a 20-cent tax, and now you're asking for, and so, you know, he's asking the right questions, but what is she going to say? What?
She's got to answer those questions, though.
But she doesn't have an answer.
It's about time we fix the damn roads.
She just says, I was going to do 20 cents. I said I'd fix the roads. I didn't say how I do it.
Well,
which I thought was...
That's a weak answer. So you had no idea
what you were talking about because he said 20 cents and you said you laughed. And now you're saying 45 cents. So either you were lying or... You really didn't give it any thought at all. You just said, I'm going to fix the damn road.
To get elected.
Or just said it because she just thought she could do it. But then she went, oh, my God, it's so expensive.
Well, isn't that what every politician does, though? They
Yes, they say what they have to say.
Promise
to
Trump
to get through the news cycle or whatever.
Hey, whether you like him or not, he's doing everything he said he was going to do for the most part.
That's
right.
Kind of the funny thing about him is you don't really have to wonder what he thinks. You really don't. He tells you.
Just remember that.
By the way, what's going on at the border now? The border sounds like it's quite a... I mean...
That's totally fine.
Can they not... just come up with something. You hear how bummed out
he was at the military. Can't do military stuff down there.
I didn't hear him talking about it. But
yeah,
the border is a clusterfuck.
He told the border guards he was down there the other day, and he goes, "Yeah, just turn those people back to their country and tell them there's no room here."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we don't have any more room.
Shutting down the border,
and they're like.
Get out of here.
In a way, he's kind of made it worse because everybody thinks he's going to shut it down, so everyone's coming right now. So he's kind of feeding the monster that he's, which, whatever. He's president.
The numbers are crazy.
But that's what I mean. I think he's made them worse.
Well,
with his rhetoric.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. When he said it was like a picnic now, I really got hungry.
What's the
great.
12 hours to get a vehicle through or something like that at times. I mean,
sucks.
Holy shit. But why, this has been going on for how many years now? How many years? 30 years? We really haven't solved what to do, the path to citizenship.
Is all of that border traffic, though, illegal? People trying to get into the country, or some of that people go back and forth.
Not all of it, no. It's legitimate.
Who are worried that they're going to get stuck on one side or the other?
That's a hell of traffic.
Well, a lot of people have to go back and forth. So yeah, it's just an absolute debacle. Speaking of, I don't want to call it a debacle, but I was interested in this story about Representative Omar, who's the Muslim rep from. Is she from Minnesota?
Minnesota. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. New York is very pissed at her because she said, as a result of 9/11, CARE was started. CARE is the Council on American Islamic Relations. And she kind of was suggesting that, that stupid 9/11 caused us to lose civil liberties. Well, anyway, CARE was started in 1994, so her dates were wrong. Oh. But then she said, her quote
So she said after 9/11. Yeah, what was the first attack on the Trade Center? Was it started after that?
93,
94?
I don't know. Muhammad's
but if she said 9/11, she's wrong.
Yeah,
wrong.
No, it was not 9/11.
Yeah.
So then she has another quote. She says, CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
What?
Yeah, she said, some people did something, and all of us started losing our civil liberties. So... The New York Post today, I think it was New York Post, said...
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
They had the quote it wasn't a quote, but they had, the headline was, here's your something, and they had the plane and the...
Good.
And people are fucking pissed because she's really implying that the result of 9/11 was that, I lost my civil liberties or, She really is sort of implying, and some people did something. It was like, we don't know who they are. We know exactly who they are. We know where they're from. We know what they did, and we know why they did it.
As much as I love my civil liberties, a lot of people lost their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you rather lose, your life or your civil liberties?
Well,
she
was elected. She's a representative. She, to say that she lost her civil liberties, well, she was elected to Congress.
There's a lot of people that are upset, though, that the New York Post decided to put that on the cover because... They feel like they're exploiting it, and there's been a rush to defend her online.
I have no problem.
It's rather dramatic.
I have no problem with them doing it.
I don't really.
Because honestly,
it is the New York Post.
But as much as we talk about, never forget and how trite that can seem sometimes, look, as the years go by, people forget about it.
They do, and to say some people did something, is she because she's a Muslim? Is she trying to?
Was she Evan Marriott?
I don't know. I mean, no, it sounds like she's trying to avoid or sort of brush by who did it.
Yeah. We know who did it.
And I'm not blaming her for it.
I know they staged those terror attacks.
Shut up, Alex.
And by the way, has she said anything about the Sultan stoning gay people to death? That George Clooney and Elton John and Ellen and
They've chosen not to.
She's a Muslim?
On that.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, that's the easiest softball for her to make comment on.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't want to.
She chooses not to.
Just like she chooses to say, some people did something. No, when you say there's online response, wouldn't you expect her to be defended?
Well, she's defended by the new representatives, the Tlaibs and the AOCs.
Well, I wouldn't call that.
What are they saying?
That's not. I'd be more interested in what the general feeling is, not what Twitter feels or what her fellow reps feel. I'm sure her representatives will defend her because she's being accused of some other anti-Semitism.
For example, AOC says today, I'm not going AOC. To quote the NY Post's horrifying, hateful cover. Here's one fact. Rep Omar is a co-sponsor of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. She's done more for 9/11 families than the GOP, who won't even support health care for first responders, yet they're happy to weaponize her faith. So she's getting support from a lot of the new Democrats.
Wait. The GOP. What does the GOP have to do with this?
Well, you gotta separate people. We have to fight each other. So it's got to be one versus the other.
It's interesting that it becomes political. 9/11 was, the country was victimized. We were attacked on 9/11. It wasn't about the GOP or, I don't know. It is interesting how these things spin. But of course, AOC defends her.
And then she says right wing extremists are behind all the U.S. domestic terrorist killings. Why don't you go do something about that? So it's just deflect and dodge.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. I haven't really read about response to the "Here's your something" headline. It was, I'd say, it was jarring to see that picture.
Yeah.
Because every time it seems like 9/11, it just isn't a big deal anymore.
That's why I'm glad they put it on the cover.
Because every time I see. Maybe it's on 9/11 or near 9/11, and there's a special on it or something, which used to be there would be tons of them. It'd be all, you know, for 3 days, you'd see nothing but 9/11 shows. And every time I see one, it just is, oh, my God, that was so horrible. And I think back to the president up in the air because they don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
They don't know if we're under attack. They don't know if there's more coming. They're shutting the airports down. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on. I mean, that was incredible, and I'm sure...
First reading the book.
What's that?
First reading the book, and then up in the air. Sorry.
My pet goat.
Oh, yeah.
An Andy card.
But, you know, and then going to Nebraska, and he's in the underground, you know, the bunker or whatever. What do they call that place?
It was a silo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
a silo?
It's some place where...
Safe space.
You know, we can, like in the movies about...
An Air Force base.
Armageddon, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it was the real place.
A bunker.
Yeah.
America, I just in my pants. Osama, your mama.
And to think that the president, they have to have the president in the air, they have the president there. What about all of us?
You're not the president.
I mean, well, I know
he
I'm not, but the Pentagon's the Pentagon, and, you know, the other places that had planes pointed at him, and the fact that, you know, we don't know what's going on. We don't know if there's a plane headed for the president. We're flying them all over the place, and we don't know what the fuck. We just are trying to keep him safe because we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And the fighter jets that they were sending up weren't armed.
Yeah. They would have shot 93 down.
That was fucking crazy.
Didn't Cheney give the word? Didn't he say do it?
Oh, to a lot of them? Yeah,
yes, he
good.
Did.
I'm glad he did.
And
he's not a big fan of him, but
claimed
I'm glad
he did. That Bush told him to say that.
Our former vice president.
There were a number of people
that
said.
Our nation must come together. To ignite.
I love how people like to usurp power. You're like, Al Haig, I'm in charge here. When Reagan was shot, I'm sure a lot of you are too young to remember this, or maybe you weren't alive, but when Reagan was shot, Al Haig was he the chief of staff at the time?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's at the White House. And of course, the president being shot, I mean, that hadn't happened since Kennedy, and it was, you know, the media's freaking out. ABC's reporting that I think they said James Brady was dead, Frank Reynolds went ape shit on somebody on the air.
Oh, I remember
that.
What
the hell's going on here?
King in the castle, king You're in the so castle. Oh, go do this.
You gotta admire Alexander Haig's take charge.
Oh, yeah.
Ability there.
I saw it live, and I thought it was kind of cool, actually. I'm in charge here. Yeah. Like, well, who's in?
Absolutely no
he's,
alert measures that are necessary.
This is how you take charge.
Or contemplate. Now, if you have some questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Crisis management,
Crisis management is in effect.
Who's making the decisions?
Constitutionally, gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president,
check.
and the Secretary of State in that order. And should the president decide he wants to transfer the helm to the vice president, he will do so. As of now, I am in control in the White House.
Boom.
Pending return of the vice president, and in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
What was the vice president the at that point? I forget.
He was the Secretary of State, not the...
George Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
George Herbert Walker Bush was vice president.
You know, but, who's still...
I'm in charge. Wait, that was... But he's wrong. Secretary of State is not third in line, right? Speaker?
When he said that, I kind of went, what? Yeah, Speaker of the House, right?
But to defend Haig there a little bit, if he's running around the White House bossing people, he is in control there.
Well, yeah, he was. He was the person addressing the media. Right. That's certainly the most important person
at constitutionally,
that moment. If they had the president's spokesperson, it would have been a tougher question.
I'm starting to like this guy.
I thought he was kind of cool. I sort of like the Al Haig.
Hire him to run my company. Theranos.
Can you find the audio of Frank Reynolds going off?
Oh, my God. That was
Every time you say Frank Reynolds, though, I think of DeVito's character.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
He was the ABC anchor, and that was when ABC had Peter Jennings in London. Mm-hmm. Frank was in... Washington, D.C., and wasn't Max Robinson in Chicago?
And who was in New York then?
Washington Hilton Hotel when shots were fired at President Reagan. Here you see the president coming out now.
Out.
You just have to watch. I don't know
Pink Dog. Pink Dog is not in the frame.
Shots.
You know the guy that shot him is free. Isn't that amazing?
After the assailant, there are two or three down on the... On the ground, we understand
one Secret Service agent. My biggest takeaway of this video has always been the dude with the massive Uzi.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew. You know, you see Uzis in action films, but you don't expect to see it just out in public like that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We understand also that James Brady, the White House press secretary, was among those injured. The president had just come out of the entrance. Yes, there is... Looks like Jim Brady.
And people are calling ABC saying, where's General Hospital?
Dead air.
Ronald Reagan.
They were flooded with complaints from people bitching because General Hospital was in the middle of the Luke and Laura debacle.
I know. That was my go-to in college.
Wounded.
Absolutely.
In between classes. Oh, Sam.
He was. Is that Frank Reynolds?
Yeah. The president was hit. He is in stable condition. All this information.
Why didn't you put the mic in front of the first guy?
The president was hit. He was hit in the left chest, according to this, but he is in stable condition. And the typed information I have is that he is okay. Speak up. The president was hit.
Sam Donaldson answering the
phone. My God, the president was hit. All this that we've been telling you is incorrect. We now must...
Oh, boy.
Redraw this entire tragedy in different terms. The president
was
hit today.
What was that all about?
He was hit in the left chest, but we are told he is all right. He is at George Washington University. Is that he is okay. Speak up.
Whoa.
Speak up.
You're not ragging it, are you?
Ooh, Frank Reynolds.
Wow.
Do they have the one where he corrects James Brady because he declares him dead?
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he gets pissed about that,
too. Does
he
throw papers and stuff, too? Is there that?
I don't remember that.
I forget.
It sounds right. I know he was not happy.
Imagine him trying to be on the air today. Oh, my God.
I know. It wasn't
back in the day, I banged all my secretaries.
Frank.
It wasn't like Uncle Walter.
No. You know,
who took his glasses off to tell us that John Kennedy was dead.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's some dramatic video.
It's like Sam Donaldson was... So young there. And
I know. That was weird.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. This is a 3-hour video. So
okay. All right.
I'll search for it.
Okay.
So I mentioned...
I got nothing on me past 92, tops.
Aunt Becky and Olivia Jade. And then there's a big story today about Jesse Smollett is all smiles on vacation in Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
He's
great.
Just having a ball.
I hope no one fake attacks him.
And there's a million pictures because he's with his sister, who has some stupid name, by
N-Gum?
The way.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
No, I can't
she
think
does.
Of what her name is.
Her name
that's,
is.
That's
I
got taken Indomitian's... out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
That was Indomitian Sue's sister.
Oh, that's
N-Gum.
Right.
But close.
That was her name.
Her name is Jumi?
Is it Jumi?
Or Journey. Journey. Journey spelled G.
No, it's
Journey.
It's a different J-U-R-N-E. Sister who has
and
another.
And Jazz.
I think it was Jazz.
Journey and Jazz.
Jazz. Anyway, Jazz, her husband, or Journey and her husband, and they have two brats. And then there's Jessie, which is like, mm-hmm. What a dreadful trip that is.
She's kind of pretty, would you?
Sister?
Missy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's very pretty. Yeah. Is that Journey or, oh, that's Jazz?
That's Jazz. I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
Oh, you're my sister.
Yeah, it's not a bad picture.
He's not interested in his sister.
I know, but I just wondered if you like would join the family possibly and be his brother-in-law.
You implied that that was a scientific fact that he's not interested in his sister, as if he could be if he wasn't gay.
Wow.
Which I don't mind suggesting that either. But anyway, so the Daily Mail has, they must have 15 pictures in the story, and my takeaway from the story is that these five people require so much crap to go to the beach.
Oh,
they're
no.
They're carrying so much junk. He's got his hands full. She's got her hands full. They go back and pick up boogie boards, and they got mats, and they just, I've never seen anyone take so much shit to the beach. But
by the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Apart from that,
I want to see it now, and I'm going to be obsessed with this.
He's all smiles in Hawaii.
Oh, good. That's so, Chicago.
What do you need to go to the beach? Just
I know,
towel?
That's what I said. I was like, this story should be about how much crap he took to the beach, not about these all smiles.
See, not a care in the world. That's
you need
oh,
stuff.
My God. 1, 2, 3, 4 towels, 5 buckets for the kids. What are these,
Why do kids need 5 fucking buckets? Yeah, there's
don't.
Two kids.
They're mats.
You get one bucket each.
What are those mats for?
Just laying in the sand so that you're...
Well, then why does he need 20 towels?
Exactly. They have towels, too. They need towels and mats.
Yeah.
How soft is this guy?
Wow. A MAGA hat, a mask. What if he had all that stuff?
Got a noose.
Nice backpack.
Hey, he's got a little belly there. His trainers won't work out with him anymore, so...
Oh, yeah. Flip-flops. Ew. Get your foot off the dashboard. Gross.
Is that your pet peeve, by the way?
Feet?
On the dashboard.
Why?
Oh, has anybody ever done that?
I don't want your feet in your mouth level.
There was a picture that was kind of, I don't think it was viral, but it was all over the place. People were so grossed out. Someone, like a boyfriend, girlfriend, she was in the row behind him on the plane. She's sticking her feet through the thing, and he's like playing footsie with her with his feet, and all their feet are bare. People were very bummed.
It's not your house. It's a plane.
They should have landed that plane immediately.
The other really viral thing is the gymnast who lands and both her knees just collapse. Oh, yeah. I mean, her legs just break.
I made
both
Brandon
legs.
Look at the... He wouldn't look at the video, but I made him look at the still photo, and I thought he was going to throw up.
It is really gross.
Now, I will say, did you watch the video, unedited video?
Yeah.
Did anything stand out to you about it?
Just that it blew my mind.
How clueless the male announcer was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Play it. Play it, Brandon. Will you pull it up and play it?
And I'll tell you.
And watch it.
What the viral story is today.
I guarantee it's on Tosh next week.
Yeah, no, just watch it. Just open your eyes.
The reason I
Clockwork Orange you.
As I asked to see it, the gym. Well, the audio is really interesting. The gymnast said, "My pain is not your entertainment. Please, can we just take that down? Because people are sharing it with her, and they're talking about it and like saying
But it's not what I think's interesting about it is not the injury, although it's pretty gruesome. It's Crumb Rye-esque.
Let me know when it's done.
An aerospace
announcer is just
major.
Clueless.
Her knees just like it's like lady. She doesn't have knees. Their legs
Let's
just buckle. It's bizarre.
Right here.
I'm
gonna
watch Trudy watch it.
Yep.
I know.
Ew.
I think she may be hurt. It looked like
really
came down very awkwardly, and she is obviously in some pain.
You think?
Tough landing on a blind skill, a double front. You cannot see the landing. So disappointing.
She's analyzing
well, the
joke.
Coaches are quickly calling for the medical staff. It looked like that ankle may have buckled.
It's her knees.
Both knees went the wrong way.
Both knees went backwards.
It looked like it could have been a knee.
Thank
That's
you.
What I would
Thank
be
you.
Most
and
concerned with
I think they are working
point.
On that, that
well,
right
think?
Knee right now.
No, it's both knees.
We need Frank Reynolds.
What's he doing?
No, slow-mo. Oh! I can't
work.
Her knees go backwards. It's like, oh, my God. Her career's over, by the way. Career's over.
Yeah.
So anyway, she...
Walking is over.
She's asking that... Please take this down off the internet because it's all over the internet. It's like,
shake a leg, woman! Wait,
are you kidding? Are you joking?
You're right.
Really think?
What world?
And I don't know. I guess I'm. I'm getting to the point now where it's like, okay, I guess there's nothing that can be done about any of this.
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
So just forget it. Just destroy people. Just, you know, if you're murdered and the video's up there, your family just has to watch it forever. Sorry.
Hey, to that point, did you see the story?
Child being murdered is entertainment. And it always will be.
Yep.
The meeting.
The platforms can't do anything about it.
It's a great
The meeting that Congress had with some Facebook officials on March 27th after New Zealand.
Facebook said that the video, the 50 people being murdered, wasn't gruesome enough for their algorithm to pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops. Yeah. The quote is, the video was not particularly gruesome. A second source briefed on the meeting added that he also said that there wasn't enough gore.
Yeah, and they added that, you know, there just haven't been that many mass murders that we have live on Facebook, so our algorithm isn't very tested. So,
slow down.
I love the
question from the Missouri rep said, how many heads have to explode before it gets off? Like, what's the threshold?
I know.
Because it's beyond belief. The worst video. It's awful.
And I can't get past this. How do you invent something? Facebook, and then you have no control over it. It's like, oh, we have this great invention. We're making $40 billion a year, but we have no control over it. Mm-hmm. And if your wife is murdered and it's live on Facebook, we can't control that. Can't control it. If 50 people get murdered, we can't control it. It's our invention. It's the greatest thing. We're making shit tons of money, but we have absolutely no control on what our product is. We have none. Zero.
Well, then you know what? How about you stop doing it until you figure out how to screen them and stop them?
Usually what people do with a new product. If you put out a piece of candy and it's killing people, you can go, my God, we're making so much money with this great new candy. It happens to kill people. We have no control over it. I mean, can you imagine such a thing? No. That's what they're saying, essentially. And every time we talk about this, somebody says, but there's so many videos going up at once. Yeah, but it's their invention. It's their product. They profit very generously off this. Gee, shouldn't they come up with some way? Shouldn't it's your product?
Yep.
Don't you owe something to someone? I don't. I mean, it sounds crazy. Maybe I'm too old school. Because honestly, every time it comes up, it's like, but people are putting up a video every second, and maybe it's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. So. I guess if you don't mind a video of anything going up anytime, and meanwhile, this company, by the way, they're making $40 billion, you have to believe they could spend some of that money to do a little bit better, at least a little bit, but it's always like, no, the video wasn't gruesome enough, sorry, only 50 people killed, and wasn't enough blood.
That is so insensitive.
I know, it's so beyond belief, and when I heard about this guy, and by the way, the other thing is, the fact that these platforms don't help people at all, these people are being trolled, you know, mass murder victims. You know, your six-year-old's murdered at Newtown, and you're getting trolled by people constantly for years. People are just bashing you and trolling you, and we can't do anything about it. These platforms are no help.
That is something they should be able to. That's not instantaneous.
I don't understand it. And, you know, when we play something that violates copyright, bam, it's off. Facebook Live is over. Right. So they seem to have priorities when it comes to this.
But is the need to see something instantaneously greater than the, you know, protecting people
What have you seen on Facebook Live that was so important that taking Facebook Live away would actually lessen your ability to go on in life?
Oh, the show. Yeah.
Facebook Live. Really?
Yeah.
I would disagree. I think the fact that our show is available on iTunes and 73 other platforms. I hate Facebook Live because I just don't like it. Right. I don't like video, period. Or I'm like Maz. My goal is to stay out of the pictures. So I would lose
you avoid
nothing.
The pictures?
I understand that people like it, but honestly, you know, what if we had to apply to be on Facebook Live? And they said, oh, that's a radio show. They have advertisers. They're probably not going to shoot a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they approved it.
It seems like almost
Facebook Live.
Yeah, but then, you know, there'll be some jackass that'll go off and whine about it. Like, they won't let me show off my new gun.
If I want to murder people. I know. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a way to do it.
Well, I think if that's
not impossible.
It's your platform. And if maybe there needs to be a stricter penalty like Australia passed, to the point where you maybe you'll have to set something up like that and make tough choices and deal with the whiners.
If I invented Facebook and someone murdered 50 people live on my product, I'd feel pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, is the guy is interested in killing 50 people if he's not live on Facebook? We don't even know that.
Right.
You know, if this guy says, well, you know, I really never was that attracted to the idea. Then I heard about some guy killing himself on Facebook, and I said, hey, I can do it on Facebook Live. Well, I mean, if he said that, I'd feel even worse.
He probably would have done it anyway.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have. I'm just saying.
Well, I think he was entirely motivated by that.
I don't think anyone at Facebook lost a minute of sleep.
Oh, no.
I really don't think they give a shit. I don't.
Laying in their bathtubs full of money.
Yeah. Do we have a boner line, Brandon?
We do not, and I apologize. That's on me. The problem is somebody came in, and I just haven't been able to get to him. I have 180 calls to get through.
No, but you know we do have today was the opening. Do you have that highlight from the Masters today?
Oh, the Masters today.
Did you see any of the Masters? It was awesome.
I did see some.
It's hard to get really excited. I think Tiger's winning after the first round.
Yeah.
But here's the shot of the day. If you have the, if Brandon, if you have the shot of the,
let me find the best one. I think this is it.
I think it's the four down from there, actually.
Four down?
One more. This is the shot of the day.
Okay, here it is.
I don't know why they had a drum roll.
Ready?
Aim!
Fire!
Yes!
This guy's proud of his shot.
Oh! Huh? Thank you!
Very
a
nice.
Shot from hell!
Thank you.
Beautiful shot, huh?
Yes.
Wasn't that wonderful? And to think that I'm a terrible golfer, I got totally lucky, and I thank you for helping me with your distraction.
I have been going through a bunch of old CDs that have old audio and drops on it, and I came across the treasure trove of Clark and you golfing at the Jeff Daniels outing. Is this 2000?
Oh, Fairway.
Is that long ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2000. But I was in tears listening back to him.
Do we have the second shot on that hole?
I believe we do.
I was talking some big shit, and now it's up to me to prove my bull.
No!
Oh, and it was lame!
That's a base hit, my man.
You stink. Oh, it just went past the lady's tee.
God damn it,
idiot!
Hey, get that dingus out.
All right, I resign. What an embarrassment.
Well, let's see if he gets better on this.
I'm just wailing on the green, on the tee box.
You can really hear it. Do we have a...
Gone! It would have helped if it was lined up. It wasn't lined up, man. Mike, it was a 300-yard drive.
Whose fault was that?
But it was pointed 100 yards right. I'm going to hit a condor.
Well, that'll fix everything.
All right, I'm taking a second shot, totally illegal. And
well,
I'm
it goes too far.
Illegal ball for the occasion. And I put it right where I put the other one. Oh, idiot! Suck!
And I think this might explain why some of those later shots were a little bad.
What number is that? Just so we can establish where you are.
How many beers?
Number 7.
Number 7, and we're on hole 4?
Yeah. Are we on hole 4?
Are we on hole 4?
What hole are we on? 5 holes, 7 beers?
That's not bad.
Somebody's math is off.
Yours.
You're drunk.
I gotta pee. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you keep saying it. Just piss here.
I know, I'm afraid I'm gonna get poison ivy on my dick. How big's your dick?
Sleeves aren't that.
Well, it doesn't... Hey, a four-leaf clover could do it in. You know why I suck so bad? I have to urinate. I suck because I have to urinate.
Don't blame it on that.
No?
You didn't say anything about having to urinate.
All I can think about is peeing. I can't think about golf. All I can think about... Mike Schlong is just going, I gotta pee. Wait a minute, I gotta take this shot. Will you wait a minute? I gotta take this shot. I gotta pee. Look, first things first. That's what your problem is here. I'm arguing with my own crank.
Sound like Jonah.
That's such a great line.
Oh,
Lord.
The funny thing about him not lining the shot up is I saw many times I'd see him about to tee off and go, wow, his legs are going that way. And then when he was, he would hit it exactly that way.
Yeah.
And then he had such a bad slice that he started lining himself up like to pull the ball to the far left of the fairway. And then he would still hit it, and it would go way right. It was like, how is he doing that?
Huh. Talk because about a dog laid to the right with my slice. That should work out wonderfully. The course and I should interact wonderfully.
The course and I.
A little practice shot.
He'll hit it straight.
Oh, God. You know why I suck so bad? I have to urinate. I suck because I have to urinate.
I think we just
don't
heard
blame
this.
It on that.
Wow.
Have we played them all? How many? Let's see. Have we played this one?
What about you?
Mark, what was that remark a moment ago as we left the tee after a shot that was like some 300 yards, but 300 into yards. The forest, and we walked back. I was dejected. And what was your comments, please?
I feel that, honestly, this is the best I've ever seen Mike play so far. There's plenty of holes left.
Huh?
You're hitting the ball well. I'll give you that.
Okay, and Mark, did I just smack a nice drive? And it was straight. It was straight. It did not slice.
Straight into the woods.
Yeah, but it was straight. I mean, I wasn't lined up, but it was straight.
I know. You honestly are playing the best I've ever seen you, but I want you to turn this back on in maybe four holes.
All right, next hole. You make sure this dad is on. I want to make sure you bitches are rolling on the next hole. I'm going to show you and all of the rest of the 499,000 people listening just who the – I just want you to know who the – I'm just going to show you guys who the f*** is playing this game today.
I think this is that following shot.
Boom.
Very nice.
You can smell my farts. You can smell my farts. You can smell my farts.
I think the Chuck Berry tape was pretty new then.
You can smell my farts. You can smell my
farts. It's amazing why it took him so long to do things.
Okay, never knew when he was up. Never.
Yeah. Here we go.
Everybody hit. Oh.
Okay, my bag laden friends. Huh?
70 yards.
You got a half.
What did you hit there? A sand wedge.
Really, about 200 yards out. What are you doing with a putter?
170 yards out.
Great question. That's question of the day, isn't it, my man? That looks like a, it's like daddy pulled the wrong club, all right?
Did you play this one?
I was talking some big shit.
This was the one after, yeah.
To prove my bull.
No!
Oh, and it was lame!
That's a big hit.
Hey, do we have the Pat Summerall and Nigel, Mike W. Clark?
Was that in the
adventure?
Yeah, you were listening to it.
It was on a disc.
Was I editing that one, or did you?
Yeah.
It didn't make it to you?
I don't believe so.
Okay, did it need editing?
No, what I mean to load. Hang on, this might. No, that's not it. Hang on.
It was so funny because they said, you know, Pat Summerall, who was the voice of golf at the time, Pat Summerall does play-by-play, you know, and it's you playing. And so it was like, oh, how cool. We can put Mike in there. And then it turns out Pat does this generic thing. Oh, there we go.
Welcome to your claim.
And he throws it to Nigel whenever he says Mike W. Clark.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall. Each week we bring you
who the fuck is Nigel?
Top tournaments in the country filled with some truly unbelievable surprises. Now let's go out on the course with Nigel Ashcroft and catch up with the amazing story that's unfolding here.
Thank you, Pat. That story we're alluding to here at the U.S. Open is the possible record-shattering performance by a heretofore unheralded newcomer.
Well, if you thought John Daly's win on the PGA Championship was something to see, folks, well, hold on to your hats for this one.
Golf's newest phenom is Mike W. Clark, endorsed by Condor, the golf ball that flies too damn far. He took a leave of absence just 8 months ago to pursue his passion for golf. He entered this tournament just this week by qualifying in a local event.
Well, they thought he was crazy when he did it. But right about
now, chemistry between Summerall
and
Nigel.
The right decision.
You might be right. It was a real shocker when Mike W. left the riff. Both Drew and Trudy were stunned.
Nigel, before we bring our listeners to the rookie's final hole play, recap what's taken place.
My pleasure, Pat. Folks, it's truly been a glorious day here. I'm speaking to you from the 18th green, where Lee Jansen is capping off a brilliant performance, tying Jack Nicklaus' U.S. Open record of 272.
Ooh.
His chip-in on the 16th today will go down as one of the most memorable shots
enough.
In history.
He's got to know, though, about the history-making developments here.
If he does, he's put it out of his mind. Jansen spends a few extra seconds lining up what he hopes will be his last shot of the day. There it is! It's in! Jansen conquers the course with a masterful display. But if the rookie shoots an eagle here on the 18th, he breaks Al Geiberger's all-time single-scoring record and wins the tournament by a stroke.
You know, in all my years of broadcasting, both at CBS Sports and now with Fantasy Challenge, I have never witnessed such a remarkable story. He started out today's round on a streak and never relented.
He blistered the front nine with an incredible 29.
No one expected him to duplicate that front nine performance, and yet he may be doing just that.
With an eagle here, this unknown golfer will become famous.
So that sets it up, Nigel.
It's the tough 542-yard 18th. As he prepares for his tee shot, it looks like he's making a little wager with a few spectators. Let's see how he does. Well, he's really backed up his boasting with this shot. It's a monster, almost 300 yards and right down the fairway. He leaves it about 240 yards from the hole.
Listen to the reaction.
Wait, he's not even saying Mike W. Clark anymore at all.
Now, fuck you, Ash Croft. You can sense the enormity of the moment. He finally arrives at the ball. Wow.
I say, Pat, he's really nailed it.
Who?
Oh, my. He can't have more than 6 feet for an incredible eagle. He's playing just like a seasoned veteran.
You have to make all this part generic, too?
And now, as he continues toward the
green, Nigel's time that
important? The Marshals are really being challenged to keep these surging fans at bay.
Well, that roar tells the story.
Of who?
He's on the green. Who? He's wasting no time lining this up.
It all comes down to this. You know, it's just unbelievable how cool and collected he's been all day. He's standing over a 6-foot putt for
who?
All the marbles and doesn't
like
even seem fazed.
He's back over the ball, puts a good stroke on it, and can you believe it? It's in! It's in! Mike W. drinking Labatt's ice sinks it.
Labatt's.
The hedgehog mattering Drew Blows rushes to congratulate him.
This will go down in history as one of the greatest upsets in modern sports.
Is he a flash in the pan, a one-tournament phenomenon, or will he be placed among the legends?
Only time will tell, but the way he played, I think you can add his name to the all-time greats. Hogan, Snead, Palmer, Nicklaus.
And now there's Mike W. Clark.
Pat can't even fill in that blank.
This legendary career. Pat, I think I'm going to move through the crowd to get an autograph from the new superstar.
Who?
Get one for me, Nigel. I'll put it with my 1910 Honus Wagner card.
Until
next year,
card.
This is Nigel Ashcroft.
Have another drink,
Pat.
Pat
Summerall saying so long for Fantasy Challenge.
Nice one take, Pat.
When you have a full bowel.
Oh, lame.
Hey, I think they announced the radio duo.
Oh, they did?
I saw it. I think it's on YouTube.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Karen and two students were eventually, they were arrested. Another student was also knocked unconscious. One of Detroit's favorite morning shows is returning to radio.
Sure is. The Drew and Mike Show podcast will now be broadcast on 106.7. It'll be on the air every Saturday and Sunday morning from 8 to 11. Drew Lane will host the show and be joined by other personalities, including 106.7's Trudy Daniels.
Oh.
The show will feature content from the Drew and Mike Show podcast that started in 2016. You can also listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. She was mortified.
What? No commentary?
She looks good, by the way.
Ben Bailey didn't want to make a snarky comment again.
Why does she look so good?
Oh, I don't know. She was pregnant before for a really long time, like a couple of children, I guess.
Yeah.
The longest time, but kept working. Looks good.
She looks really good. I mean, I want to say something's different, but it was, I guess she was, she was pregnant lot for a long time.
And, she must work out all the time.
Hey,
by the way,
what?
Speaking of WLLZ, I'm giving away Dio hologram tickets next week.
You are
Dio
cool.
Hologram tickets. Woo!
Yeah.
Let's find out what they're valued at.
Oh,
Cost to see the Dio hologram.
I don't know.
Where's he playing? Where's he playing? Where's the hologram playing?
At the Fillmore. And I was just writing at the Fillmore because I want to interview him, but. Or who his publicist is.
Yeah. Interview the hologram?
I do.
Cool.
Don't you think?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Who's playing with him, I wonder?
It's called
The hologram.
Dio Returns.
Wait, $29.50 to $59.50 to see the hologram?
Yeah, have you ever seen him before?
The Dio hologram, created by Illusion, debuted in 2016 at the German Music Festival. Dio's widow, Wendy Dio, was part of the team that created the Illusion.
Cool.
But there's a video.
Really?
Yeah. You see the one on DetroitNews.com, Brandon?
I'll look for it.
This is some... He's only the second one to actually be featured after Tupac.
Roy Orbison's out there.
Oh, that's right.
That hologram's
didn't they yank the Amy Winehouse one?
June 11th.
Yeah, I think there was something about that.
Oh, cool. Those are stills.
Is that the hologram?
Hey.
Wait, try YouTube, Brandon.
That's it. That's the one that was
This
on.
Is it?
This is the official trailer.
There's fire.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, like
looks like Dio.
Half a second.
Where's the band?
Wait. It doesn't look like there is a band.
Can't they take pictures of a hologram? Because it was only on for like half a second.
Oh, here comes. There's some more.
Really? That's what it looks like?
Oh, wow. It looks like CGI.
No band?
They said in the article about this that his band was going to back him up, his former band.
Can you check YouTube and see if there's any Dio hologram video from a show?
Has the tour started yet?
It starts May 31st in Fort Myers, Florida. Hmm. And he keeps touring it.
Is Taryn Asher going to talk about the new radio duo?
Hopefully.
Oh, Amy Lang could have done our story instead.
Oh.
Okay, there's a band.
Gee, which one's the hologram?
I know, that looks so weird, doesn't it? Wait, why is a hologram, why is Dio behind the band?
Well, he's up on the
walks
stage.
Behind him?
He has to stand on that riser because he's short, even as a hologram. Sorry.
Oh, well, here you go.
Wait,
it's going to jam with hologram.
Guitar's coming up there. Dio gives a thumbs up.
Wow.
Dio walked over to the bass player. That's pretty cool.
Oh, what is he doing there? What is that?
He's got a towel with an ad on it.
It's a banner for Polestar.
Oh, my God, they're making Dio whore out. Wow,
wait, the hologram is... holding an ad up?
Oh, the
wait
crowd
a sec.
Is, the crowd
he's,
is nuts.
He's holding the mic to the crowd, thinking that they're going to sing along with him, but they're not singing along with the hologram, so.
Oops.
It looks kind of weird when the hologram keeps trying to get the crowd to sing along with him.
He doesn't know, though.
Yeah, it's the hologram.
Bummed out.
I don't think I go to this show, mostly because I'm not a big Dio fan.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of fans. I mean.
Yeah.
Would you go see the Beatles holograms if Paul and Ringo were really playing?
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I guess I might see that. That's so weird.
If you really like strange. The music, I don't know. I mean, yes, it's weird.
But it's a hologram.
Why do you have to be dead for your hologram to go on tour?
That's a great point.
Then you just appear lazy.
I mean, the Stones, they could do the dates that they couldn't do. They just have the band and then the hologram of Mick.
Or they could do one on a stage, and then the hologram image could be projected at stages all over the country at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting.
Except Mick would have to go, hello, Detroit.
Paths.
Hello, Miami. Hello, Chicago.
I know. I wonder, where are we going with this?
Nothing is
scary,
real.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. Did I get the Reef in twice today? I did,
yes.
Didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, Mark and Trudy are at
a third time.
The Reef.
Mm-hmm.
On April the 20th, and that's on 8 Mile.
And Mound.
East Detroit. Of Mound, isn't it?
Yep.
Bring your card.
It's on 8 Mile, just east of Mound in Detroit. 9 to 9 in Market Trudy there, noon to 2, giving out TVs, paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours. They're only there 2 hours, so I don't know how that works.
And the pre-roll.
Why do I cause problems with my copy? Why do I have to bring that up?
Don't know.
What a dick.
Hey.
What a dick. Yeah, mention the Drew and Mike show and get a pre-roll.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
So
I haven't smoked pot since the third grade. It was fucking with my libido. I couldn't get hard. Enough.
You read about Kim Kardashian, who is apprenticing.
She's she's gonna be a lawyer without going to law school.
She's gonna take the bar soon because DNA. She's
cool.
I didn't know you
Robert
could
Kardashian's
become
daughter.
A lawyer without going to law school.
You can apprentice and.
Oh, so Kim Kardashian is gonna apprentice like a normal person and be there every day, all day.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's she's not gonna be any no shortcuts whatsoever.
In between taking pictures of her butt.
And she's going to, yeah, I know. She's going to be defending criminals. She's going to be in court addressing juries.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't you want her for your lawyer if you get into trouble? I mean.
Well, I don't want Avenatti anymore.
Right? No one wants him.
Great lawyer.
Did you see all the new stuff? He had to turn over his plane.
What?
You didn't see this? His quotes are phenomenal.
What do you mean he had to turn over his plane?
He owns a plane?
He has a private plane.
And he wasn't paying the bill?
Yeah, shocker, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he seems like he's really sloppy with money and with other people's money.
Too. Federal agents have seized Michael Avenatti's $4.5 million private jet. So they did a story on TV, and his response on Twitter was, regarding the jet seizure in Fox News.
What's he doing up there?
Tabloid journalism led by moron Shep News. Set Shepard.
Shep Smith.
Smith. I haven't used the jet in almost a year, and I gave up my interest months ago. Last year. That's all redundant. So they have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, and I almost forgot Shep News Team 420 is the model number of the plane, not some reference to marijuana. Oh, the horrors. Why are you and your cohorts always so uptight in the public, but then in private, ..
Ooh. So, you know, it's funny how the story's always wrong. Yeah. Whenever it's anything about him, it's all wrong.
Yeah, but
he didn't want the plane. I don't use it. Why would I want a private jet? I gave it up a year ago. Well, interesting, he was taking private jets because he flew one to the protest in London. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody knew why was he there.
Well, there were. It was suggested when Stormy Daniels came out and said, hey, he never gave me accounting of my GoFundMe that was supposed to be for security for me. Which, by the way, did she really need $500,000 in security, Stormy Daniels?
Do you want to know what he spent his money on?
And she was the one that suggested that he's been running up private jet bills with my GoFundMe.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So,
my sister is in so much trouble, I feel bad.
Your sister. 2009, he had $1.9 million in income, but did not pay the $570,000 he owed in taxes.
Oops.
Next year, $1.2 million, did not pay his $282,000 tax bill. And then since then, he raked in $18 million and never paid any taxes. He's used his income to spend $176,000 at exclusive resorts, an elite private vacation club. That's nice. Let's see. Spent $217,000 at a department store, Neiman Marcus. $117,000 at a watch store, Jewelers on Time. $277,000 at a Porsche dealership.
Spend your money well.
And $39,000 leasing Ferraris.
Oh boy!
What a fucking idiot!
I know.
$100,000 a month house.
I bet it's quick.
You know, like so many, Michael Avenatti, he clearly has some really strong skills. He's a smart guy. He seems to be a lightning rod for some good, but he's such a fuck-up and, you know, beating up his girlfriend and his finances and his coffee company sounds like a complete abortion, and he doesn't pay taxes, and he seems like one of those people that has to tell you he's driving a Ferrari, whether he has the money for it or not, he'll find it. And this GoFundMe story, I have a feeling we're going to hear more about Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti because she says, I didn't want to file that suit. He filed it without my permission, and she ends up owing Trump $1.3 million.
Man, harsh.
Yes, then Wendy Williams is divorcing her husband finally. Her manager,
her producer.
Yeah, he was. He still is, as far as I know. I'm not sure he will be.
So she served him today, and I guess they had to have security escort him out because apparently he's got a notorious temper. And she hid in the bathroom while they were getting rid of him.
Oh, he sounds like just a monster asshole.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. He knocked up another chick while married.
No, she just gave birth.
Yeah.
And she's married. He's married to Wendy Williams, and she busted him like 2 years ago. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's over. It's all about you,
and he is sweetheart. A crazy amount of money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Apparently, the way the story seems to unfold, and you never know what you're reading is the truth or if it's stretched or if somebody's just sort of heard something, but it was suggested that this mistress and her family, apparently he's literally like part of the mistress's family now. And they said that her parents, she's a lot younger, surprise. Her parents were angry at Kevin because he kept promising he was going to divorce Wendy Williams, who they know who his wife is.
But that's his income.
Welcome to the jungle, well, Kevin.
That's what they were saying. He keeps telling his mistress, but I make all my money working on her show. Yeah. I can't divorce her.
Yeah.
So she divorced him, or she's going to.
Good for you, Wendy. No, she served him this morning.
And he lives really big. He, of course, drops her off in a Bentley at work. And, yeah, he likes big toys, too.
He likes to buy cars for people as well. So that's nice. He likes to at least give Wendy's money away.
And they were describing his income, which is very significant. But it's all based on managing her and being part of her show. He bought a $765,000 home in New Jersey that his mistress and her parents live in. Yeah.
I can't believe it took her this long to dump him.
I was kind of surprised, too. Wendy Williams seems like a very vulnerable
person. Yeah, doesn't she? I thought she was tough, but
I think she is tough. I kind of like her in a strange way, but then sometimes.
Because of the boobs?
Well, that doesn't hurt. Her estranged husband, Kevin, has been living the high life with his mistress after she gave birth to their daughter. All the while, the TV host has been battling an addiction to alcohol and pills brought on by their affair. Hunter was seen driving a new maroon convertible Rolls Royce on Saturday.
Hey, cool.
When he picked up Sharina Hudson, his mistress, to take her out to dinner in Edgewater, New Jersey, with Hudson proudly showing off her first post-baby pooch after giving birth last month. Showing off her pooch?
Baby pooch.
33-year-old massage therapist whose hair was freshly curled carried a $5,200 quilted Chanel purse while wearing a chunky diamond chain necklace and diamond studs. Oh, he's so good to her with Wendy's money.
Well, maybe it's her money. What is she, a massage therapist?
Yeah, they make
tons.
Okay.
He gifted her with a new $215,000 gold Ferrari Portofino and seems to have also treated himself to new cars, including the luxury Rolls Royce. What a fucking asshole. Williams, who's worth an extra $60 million, who's worth an estimated $60 million, served divorce papers to him after 22 years. Hudson was seen driving a new sports car on Monday, exiting the flashy vehicle in a $1,260 Tom Brown tracksuit that showed off her post-baby body. Kevin was served divorce papers Wednesday morning at the TV studio. Extra security was hired in case Kevin, known to have a temper, got enraged. The split will most likely be contested as Hunter's an executive producer on the TV. Executive producer, my ass. And told Hudson he couldn't afford to split from Wendy because she pays all the bills. It makes her sound like a dope, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
At least she's done with him.
Kind of sad.
Yeah. She didn't drink her troubles away.
Fucking baby.
What?
I give her credit for being able to get out there and work, man. That show is, so it looks like she's really working hard on that show, huh?
Hey, look, the network's on TV again.
Oh. I recognize that pole.
You do recognize that pole.
Here's some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Well, it's,
It's all kazoo. My guest this week is Alexis Wiley, a former colleague here at Fox 2, who is now Mayor Duggan's chief of staff. As you may guess, she's unhappy that the Free Press questioned whether Duggan's relationship with a Wayne State doctor caused him to support a program she works with to help Detroit moms raise healthy babies.
Infant mortality is one of the biggest problems facing our city.
The poll is becoming the highlight of every news story.
In the entire state. Poll. We, as a city, need to make sure that we're
don't
investing
we know
support
mortality
in
is
programs
a,
that reduce
I mean,
infant mortality and ensure that more women are able to have healthy babies.
The Free Press reported that Wiley sent the doctor an email saying city fundraising officials would launch a large-scale fundraising effort to help her program. The online headline was certainly provocative.
Mayor Mike Duggan set her up to succeed
That raises questions. But the report left out some key details.
First thing that jumped out is how much money did she actually benefit personally from this?
Every single dime was managed by Wayne State, which I think is an important piece.
I think
and
good.
She received no compensation.
Don't interrupt.
Period.
I wondered whether the Free Press asked if Wiley sends emails telling city officials to help other good causes. Is it a big deal because it's the only one you've ever sent, or did they just look at one and you actually have a stack of them that you can show us?
They just looked at one, and I send emails all the time. I mean, between
but
saying,
of that nature.
Hey, yeah.
Wiley later provided me with some of those emails. This is a tough topic for me because I used to work at the Free Press and still love the newspaper. And fair is fair. So I invited them to come on the podcast to address some of Wiley's criticisms. I got this from one of the senior editors at the Free Press, Mark Rochester. He says, we'll respectfully decline. If appropriate, could you say this? The Free Press has received no information that refutes any of the information contained in the story. We continue to believe it was accurate and important reporting. As in any dispute, no side has a monopoly on righteousness. The city refused to give the Free Press access to some officials, and the city demanded questions in writing. If the city is due for some criticism in this, it's the unwillingness to meet face-to-face with these reporters. Whatever you think their agenda might be, you can always tell them, you're wrong, beat it.
So, ML, it's not about an agenda, right? It's about, are you going to get a fair shake? We met with you because you're fair. I may not like the question, I may not like the premise, but I know that we're going to get a fair shake.
And you knew I'd come get you if you didn't.
And that too. Okay.
To hear more of our conversation, and there's a lot more, check out the latest episode of ML Soul of Detroit. You can find it on our website, fox2detroit.com. I'm ML Elric.
Oh my God. Really great reporting. Good coverage, and wow.
And our mics sounded better than the voice over here.
What? Yeah, they weren't echoey.
Actually, she their mic. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Alexis is 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well,
and she
is?
Was wearing heels.
I had to keep warning her about almost in her head.
Wow. Wow, that was cool.
She does her job.
It's funny, you know, just getting ready to attack the day, and here comes Alexis Wiley's in my house. What's going on?
It's crazy.
And she's all dressed up, and Elric comes in with a tie, and
Mark was looking sharp,
and the Fox 2 camera guy's here, and
I had that shirt like a button down shirt on, and Char goes, why are you dressed so fancy today? I was taking her skull, I just looked at her and said, why are you dressed so fancy? Turn this around on me.
I would call that dressing fancy. I have to agree with Charlotte. Button up. All right, get us out of here, Brandon. Red Shovel Network's made enough news for the day.
Jeez. Oh, too much news. It's exhausting.
Crazy. Best of this weekend brought to you by our friend Scott Kunith and our friends at The Reef, too, I guess.
Yeah.
We need to mention The Reef tomorrow. That's not Scott. Scott Kunith. Here's what he promises: to call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding a new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746 or skunith at CBWM. And Scott got some more business.
Oh.
Oops, no. Very small spill. It's okay. Nothing like that coffee spill the other day. Yeah, Scott got another client, so he's very happy. And we're very happy, too. And the client's happy.
That coffee spill was picked up by the mics, too. Brandon and I were listening to it over and over.
It's funny because you can hear the coffee spill, and then Trudy says something, and then you hear my reaction.
Of horror.
I should have goosed it.
Oh, so bad. God, I can't believe, how could there be that much coffee? How could it make a spill that big on the carpet when it was just a cup this big? It was unbelievable.
Whose fault was it?
I don't understand displacement, I guess.
Kind of my fault.
Whose fault was it?
I distracted Drew.
Well, it was really my fault because I knocked it over.
All right.
I'll take it.
But Brandon distracted you.
Slightly. All right, we'll see you on the best of. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, what the band is doing here on this hole
there playing some Scottish music. The fact that they're playing Scottish music means that someone soon will be nude. And it means it's a call to the tea for me. This deserves an illegal ball.
Is that a condor?
This is a white condor. We're about to make this golf course obsolete.
All right. We're getting ready to play the game of golf here. We're getting ready for the killer drive here. God damn it. We're getting ready for the killer drive here. Practice swing. Practice swing two. Practice swing four. Here we go. God.
Do you want to explain where that ball went, or do you want me to just tell them?
Here, let me hit. It went straight about 80 feet. It was a piece of shit.
It went about halfway to the women's team.
Yeah, it sucked totally. It's an embarrassment. I lost the crowd. Everybody thinks I'm an idiot now. I'm embarrassed. All that fanfare, I'm yakking, shooting my mouth off.
And back at the 18, Tiger for an easy birdie. Oh,
God damn it.
And it's not a sports podcast.